cross. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail the Rock. Oh, hail the Rock. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this day, the 24th day of February in the year of our Lord, 2014. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the very wonderful people of Biafra. Therefore, wherever you are, we must say good morning, we say good afternoon, we say good evening, and we say good night to some of you, especially our beloved Biafrans and friends of Biafra in the far eastern part of the world. We are welcoming you once again. We are in Vicenza in Italy. This very night is the very last night of our broadcast in Vicenza, for the time being, I must say, because I hope to return to Italy again sometime in the future. And Vicenza is a place I would like to come to when next I visit Italy. Wherever you are, we're welcoming you. We ask you to please go to www.radiobiafra.co, www.peopleofbiafra.org, www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. We must insist, we should ask you please to make it a point of duty to tell everybody around you, your friends, your family, your mother, your father, your sister, your cousin, your auntie, your uncle, everybody around you, to please congregate around Radio Biafra this very evening. It will be a very wonderful thing for people to please congregate, go to people's houses to listen to Radio Biafra. You must listen in pairs. You must go and get your neighbors to listen. That is the best way to propagate our message. That is the best way for this very gospel to be spread very far to the ends of the earth. Once again, we must welcome you, and also we must ask you to go and tell those around you to join us this very moment, that this is Radio Biafra. Without fail and very relentless, every blessed day we bring you uninterrupted. Every blessed day we bring you news, we bring you views, analysis and commentaries regarding how we collectively we are going to get Biafra. Biafra does not belong to any person or any group of persons. It belongs to the entire Biafran family, by which we mean the Igbo people, the Bibios, the Efiks, the Banke people. We are also seeking to include the Doma people. We talk about the Ijaw people, the Shekiris and the Robos. These are the people, these are the constituent nationalities that make up the Republic of Biafra. We are welcoming them. We hope that very soon our transmitter will start broadcasting. And in all these languages, we should also be able to present programs to other dialects, to other tongues within the Biafran Federation. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you once again. And we ask you to go get your pen and paper ready, because here we educate you and in turn we learn from you. Because on Radio Biafra, as night follows day, we must ceaselessly pursue this very campaign. As night follows day, there is nothing else we do other than to seek the unadulterated restoration of the complete and full sovereignty of Biafra. We don't intend to relent. Anybody who thinks we are going to slacken, if you think we are going to relent, then you are grossly mistaken. Biafra is the reason why we exist. And we are here to get her independence and freedom. And we must accomplish it. That is why every day we must be on air. That is why every blessed day we must continue to add people to Radio Biafra London Facebook group. Every blessed day we must continue to inform those around us. Every day we must go out to evangelize. Every day we must remain dedicated and loyal to this very cause we have devoted and dedicated our lives to. This is Radio Biafra. We are welcoming you. A lot is happening today. The news is too much. My intro will not take time, but we are making it a point of duty for everybody to understand. For every man, woman, and child to understand that once you have identified yourself as a citizen of Biafra by belonging to the indigenous people of Biafra closest to you, you have become a member of the family. Anywhere you go to on this planet, there will be people there to receive you. Wherever you are this evening, regardless of your time zone, because we cover the entire 24 time zones of the world, we are the only people being listened to across every time zone on this planet. The fastest growing and the largest indigenous broadcaster coming out of Africa, with over 5 million listeners this very moment listening to Radio Biafra. If you're listening to us, you are indeed privileged, because you are about to be educated. You are about to be made aware. You are about to be enlightened. You are about to be brought into the knowledge and understanding of what it means to be a Biafran. That is what we do here. To preach this very gospel unashamedly. I am a Biafran. So also is my religion. Therefore, I am without fear before my enemies. I am without fear before my enemies. Biafra is critical. Biafra is important. That is the only thing that matters. Because after Tukwa Biama, the creator, Okike, the maker of the heavens and the earth, the next thing you get is Biafra. Even before life itself, Biafra existed. That is why we are here. We must get our independence. We must seek the complete and absolute destruction of the Zoological Republic. The name Nigeria will not exist. It will not exist. Regardless of what they do, the name Nigeria is an abomination. The name Nigeria conjures up the image of suffering, of death, of starvation, of wanton destruction, of destitution. The name Nigeria is evil. It must be destroyed for people to have life. It's a very bad society. Expired, for that matter. Created by Frederick Lugard, one single human being. Biafra was subsumed into the abominable amalgamation of various and irreconcilable ethnic nationalities that currently make up the expired contraption called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We are here to seek our extrication from that evil, most evil of creations. That nonsense that can only bring death to people. Nigeria is a shame. It is a blot on the conscience of humanity. It is evil in every way to consider that Jonathan is seeking to award an honor to Frederick Lugard goes to show how indeed some black people are pitiable. Pitiable because they are incapable of reason. They can't think properly. This is Radio Biafra. We must welcome you. We are in Vincenza. Before our people, as always, and we are here to spread this very gospel, unadulterated, uncompromising. If you like the truth, this is where you belong. If you like lies, you can go somewhere else. Here we speak the truth regardless of who it affects. We don't give a damn. The truth must be spoken. Because I swore to speak the truth always, even if it leads to my death. On this very radio station, on this very platform, the message of Biafra must be spread without fear. The message of Biafra must be spread without looking at faces. The truth must be spoken. If you don't like it, you try somewhere else. Here we are resolute. Here we have come to get Biafra. We have not come to make friends. We have come here to seek the independence of our country. To honor our heroes and heroines on the 30th of May, to remember those that died that we may live on the 30th of May of this very year, Tukwa Abiyama's glory will be called down from the heavens and people will see what shall become of us after the 30th of May of this year. Where you are expected, regardless of your geographical location, to turn out in numbers, in great numbers to honor those that died for you. on the 30th of May of this year, many things will happen, including the restoration of our stolen inheritance. It must come back to us. We do not belong to Nigeria. It has expired. We have nothing in common, culturally, linguistically, in every way of life, and above all, even our value system are not the same. I don't know what we are doing together as a people. I do not understand it. When people mention Nigeria, I develop headache. I can't understand why any sane human being who is educated will ever say or even dream of coming from a place created by a white woman, named by a white woman. Evil. Abominable evil. This is Radio Biafra, and we must proceed. We must proceed unadulterated. The barrister is with me. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mames, is with me. The barrister has joined me from England. Our people are here, but before I go to them, I must invite him to please acknowledge the ever great presence of the wonderful people of Biafra in every continent on this planet, in every country, in every city, in every town. These people are in every village, in every community, in every clan, Hampstead, just name it, wherever you are, as long as you have an internet enabled device, hold, you should get Radio Biafra. You must acknowledge them. You must accept them, and you must greet them, because they are indeed the indigenous people of Biafra.
Good evening, director, to you. Good evening to our fellow Biafrans, especially those in Vicenza. We thank you continuously, as you are continuously keeping director into your own particular domain. It's not easy to have a director with you. You feed him, you clothe him, you house him. He is talking sharp. I suspect he must have been refilled and refined in a way that he has never been done before. All thanks to all of you. Fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south, we welcome you again today on your broadcast, How to Restore Biafra. Biafra, we must restore. Please, wherever you are, we are working together. We are working together to bring about Biafra. Nobody should have any disagreement. Nobody should have any disillusionment with one another. Please, work together for the interest of Biafra, because Biafra belongs to all of us, not to any single individual. And anybody who thinks that we are playing, time will come when the joke will be on you. If you think that we are playing jokes here on Radio Biafra, time will come when the joke will turn to you. You cannot play about with your country's restoration. Nobody dares not make a mockery about the restoration of Biafra. You might say it in your own quiet time. You might say it in a secret way. Do not deceive yourself. Never should you deceive anybody that Biafra is coming. It must come. You might wish it not to. Unfortunately for you, it must come. We reiterate here many times that not everybody will get this Biafra. If you are not prepared to get it, please do not put any obstacles on our way. Otherwise, you will go with the enemies. Because here, our eyes are red. We are not looking onto any single individual. We are collectively working for the restoration of Biafra, and that is how it is, and that is how it must be. We welcome all of you on board. Please clear your consciences. When you speak on behalf of Biafra, be real, be honest, be truthful. Don't just say for saying sake, and then behind, you're not sure if Biafra is coming. It's called hypocrisy. Please remain firm, remain direct, remain active. Do not be biased. Do not let any distraction come from you. God is our witness, and he knows inside, outside, everybody. God says he cannot be deceived, neither should he be mocked. When you mock a nation like Biafra, you are mocking yourself, and you cannot run away from it. We will find you out if you are pure in heart, remain pure in heart. And if you are serving Biafra, truthfulness and honesty, you will reap the reward. And if you are there to mock, to deceive, in order to have your own pride, you will not escape the wrath when it comes. Fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, we are spearheading in this, all of you, and I'm proud of all of you. So far, for what I've seen, I'm proud of every single Biafran working, trying to bring about the restoration of Biafra. For the glory will be yours, in God's name. That is what we stand here for, that's what we pray. Director is moving from one place to another. God has already given him that mantle to spearhead. Some people were asking for leader. I don't know if leaders have two heads or three heads. A man leaves what he's doing, move from one country to another, and then we are still asking for leaders. Yeah, if you see a leader, how does it look like? Is it written bold-headed leader? When you see a humble gentleman who is moving around, he can only occupy a strand of where he's standing. He's not Biafra himself, but he's making sure that those with him will bring about Biafra. This guy deserves respect, he deserves honor. Him spearheading, moving everywhere to bring about the restoration of Biafra. This guy needs some kind of congratulation, not asking him, who is your leader? Here, Radio Biafra, we don't have leader, we don't need a leader. We have a director who is moving everybody. All over the world, more than 70 countries where you can hear, Biafra is shaking. Anywhere you are, that radio is talking. People are hearing my voice because we want to bring about the restoration. For our people are dying on a daily basis, our men and women. Children are being beheaded because we managed to come into a wrong place. Biafrans are where in our office before Lugard came to dilute and mix up with sand and salt. Everything mixed up. We had our own dignity, our own respect, our own empire, Uri, but it was destroyed. We were handed over to enemies up to today. No country tolerates killing. No country tolerates the killing of their citizens. But in Biafra land, we have been killed in the zoo. The zoo are killing us and nobody is asking, nobody is even questioning. Do that in the Western world. You will see how long you'll be in jail, if at all you come out. But we are being killed as if. Kill all this race. Just like Wilson. Wilson of Great Britain said we should all be killed in 1967. Though the present citizens are not saying it, but they are watching quietly, in silence. It's not been said in any media that the Biafrans have been killed, massacred. Women opened up, babies brought out and discarded. Human beings that breathe air, eats, but this is the suffrage we meet in the zoo. Them, it doesn't concern them because it's not their people dying. Try anybody in the Western world, you will see that human beings are very, very important. This we cannot condone anymore. Nobody will do it for us. Nobody will do it for Biafran. That is why we are doing it for ourselves. Because we are fed up of being killed. We are fed up of being marginalized, being trampled upon. For the sake of what? For the sake of our oil. Nothing else. Somebody will come to you and shoot you for nothing. You have to do something for you to be killed. In Biafra land, we are not doing anything, they are killing us. In the zoo, you are not doing anything, they are killing us. And the world, the UN, nobody is watching. Nobody, even if they see, they will say anything. Al Jazeera has been bribed by the zoological people not to say a word. Very recently, the director was in Ghana. The zoo came in to tell Ghanaians not to allow Biafrans to march on the 30th of May. But God will always reveal all these things to us. God will always show us all our enemies. And all of them will be defeated because we have started. We have men on ground and we will follow it to its logical conclusion. Director, I'm standing by. May God bless all of you. Welcome to Radio Biafra broadcast.
Thank you very much and you remain with me. Do not disengage. You will stay with me for the duration of this very broadcast because it's very, very important. There are some very critical announcements that must be made by us because we do change things. We want things to work very well. We want our people to be geared towards the restoration of Biafra. That is what we're here to do. And we must get Biafra, regardless of the obstacle, regardless of the impediment, Biafra must come. As long as we remain incorruptible, as long as we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow, as long as we remain without fear before our enemies, as long as we do not intend either to retreat nor surrender, as long as we regard Biafra as the only thing worth pursuing, you see that we get it or we die doing it. There is no way that Biafra will not come. We need men and women of honor and steel. People who will disengage from gossip and tittle-tattle. We are not here to seek for power tussle. We are here to get Biafra. When Biafra comes, you can campaign all your life for people to vote you into power. Right now, you do as you are told. As simple as that. We have things to do this year. We fail to do those things this year, and then we should close and pack up. Now is not the time for bickering. Now is not the time for gossiping uselessly. Now is the time to devote your time towards this very restoration project. You are either on or you're either in or you're out. We are not here to take prisoners. Anybody, regardless of who you are, one step out of tune, you are removed. You are gone. Do people think we are here to play or joke? Do as you're told, as you're instructed. In the new Biafra, you can vote and do your democracy all you like. I'm a Democrat. Nobody's a greater Democrat than me. Right now, we are at the war front. We are in the trenches. There is no time to vote for somebody to cock their rifle and shoot. We don't have time for such pettiness and nonsense. This is Radio Biafra. Please, you take the microphone and give us your name and where you come from. We are in Vincenza. I have loved it here. You must give us your name and your village. We didn't say your address in Vincenza. Your village, Ebi Sepota. Very, very important, please.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans all over the world. My names are Oliver Chinweze. I'm from Umweri in Anambra, local government, Anambra State. I want to welcome all of you once again to today's broadcast in Vicenza. We are happy that the struggle that we are talking of, that Vicenza is part of it. We are very much part of it. We are ready. We are very much ready. We are ready. We are tired of staying in another man's country. We are tired of being in exile. We are tired of being in Egypt. We are going back to our home where God has promised us, and we are going. So this is the short one I have to say this very time, and I'll have to hand over the microphone to other brothers here.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We expect them to come not in quite the same number as yesterday, because you know, you've been working. The Italians have been using you all day and night, some of you all night. Please go ahead.
Good evening once again, my fellow Biafra fans all over the world. My names are Sunday Chinweze, and I welcome you all to another broadcast of today. I want everyone, anywhere you are, every part of the world, to tune in and listen, because I say the body makes increase with what every joint supplies. So if we keep out of this struggle, later on we may say, I was told, but I didn't listen. I urge every one of you to contribute for the growth and for the independence of Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. You're a young man, but well spoken. Please go ahead.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans. My names are Emeka Anes Ebede. I'm from Isiakunise, Anambra State. Please, my fellow Biafrans, I want to tell us that we should engage ourselves in this vision, because this is God that is speaking to us, and this is the time we have to take the bull by horn. If you are still sleeping, my fellow Biafrans, on the waterbed, I want you to wake up now and stand on your feet and stand for what you believe. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Also, well spoken. Thank you.
Hello, fellow Biafran all over the world. My name is Mr. Azubike Gabriel Chinedu. I came from Ishalangwa in Abia State. You know, I know that it's not easy to start something, but I believe by the special grace of God, Biafra must come to a reality. No matter any born of a woman that want to stop us, they cannot. They will try, but they will attempt to fail. We must reach our destination in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen.
God bless you.
And you too. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra live transmission from Vincenzo. We are also expecting other people. When they are released by their factory masters, they will come. They are being held in the factories. That's what in fact, they are coming. Our people are coming. He will say hello to our people. Please, give microphone. As they come in, they will say hello one after the other. We are being held down here. Voluntary slavery. Please, your name and where you come from. Go ahead.
Biafra Queen. Biafra Kene Moon.
Yeah.
My name is Amechi Obiora. I'm from Ekulobia, Biafra land. You're welcome.
Thank you very much, Ekulobia. Thank you very, very much. It seems more Anambra people are here than I think Imo and Abia is in the south. And Anambra is in the north. Uh-huh. It's very good. It's very good. We are here to broadcast to the world. Our people are coming. As they leave work in the factories, they will come. And when they come, they will acknowledge the presence of the wonderful people of Biafra. Once again, wherever you are, we are welcoming you. We are making it known to everybody that on this very day, ceaselessly and relentlessly, we will continue to broadcast this very message. Until Biafra comes, we don't apologize to anybody. We do not apologize to any human being because Biafra must come. Before I proceed, I must make a very important announcement. Because a lot of coordinators have been very complacent, and we cannot have it anymore. With the exception of United Kingdom, with the exception of Malaysia, with the exception of China, with the exception of Spain, with the exception of Italy, we have been encountering problems. And I must also add Israel to it. Israel is very formidable. These very countries I have mentioned are the ones without blame. I repeat, United Kingdom, Malaysia, China, Thailand, Israel, Spain, Italy, only 7. The rest are all underperforming. Underperforming. We can't have it. That is why there is so much bickering. I put it down to the excessive presence of the white blood cells in the body. When the white blood cells do not see any antibody to attack, they begin to attack themselves. That is why it is important that these changes must be made. A while back, I sat here to address the world. I sat here to address Biafrans all over the world. I made it very, very clear that I wanted Germany to buy 2 buses and load it up and send it home within 2 weeks. That was not done. And for that very reason alone, the entire executive in Germany is dissolved. They lack focus. It cannot continue. And from this day onwards, Chukwuemeka Nzurumike is now the national coordinator for Germany. We will hold him responsible. If within 5 weeks things are not turned around, he too will be suspended and we will shut Germany down. Germany have not done us proud. We asked for 2 buses. All they could purchase is only 1. And they struggled to do so. That is abominable. When United Kingdom, Malaysia, and China have never failed. We have never given Malaysia any assignment and they failed. We have never given China any assignment and they failed. We have never given any assignment to Israel and they failed. We have never given any assignment to the UK and they failed. To buy 2 buses, no. Right now, Rita Anibogi, Ketukwu Enyago are using Keke Napep to be traveling in Enugu. It's an abomination. We asked for a vehicle. My father, as we speak, is right now without a car because we had to take his car to go and give to Biafrans to do the Biafran job. This man is a traditional ruler. He has meetings to attend. But thankfully, I have my mother on my side. my mother said he can use her car to go and do what he wants to do. That this particular vehicle should remain with Biafrans until we try and get a replacement. And then we can return my father's car to him. As we speak right now, this old man is without a car. We are making this very, very clear to our people. That we need people, if you have a car at home, doing nothing, gathering dust, we need it to do Biafran work. Our people are at home. You asked us to go home. We have gone home. You said, are you doing freedom? Well, we have gone home now. And people are there using motorcycle to travel. If they have an accident and break their leg, what would they say? I will be held responsible for not being foresighted enough to provide for the staff that work for Biafra. These people work for you. They work for you that you may be free. We are not like other people. If you have a car that is not doing anything at home apart from gathering dust, that you drive only once in 10 years, we need to put it to good use immediately. I said immediately. Immediately. We are not looking for more than two cars only. When the buses does come, and Germany will complete these two buses. They must complete it. And in view of the restructure of Germany due to very weak, ineffective leadership, which we are now expecting Chukwuemeka Nzurumike to take over, right from this very moment, going forward, Nzurumike is the national coordinator for Germany. Germany has been carved up into many zones. We expect a coordinator in each of the following areas. In Munich, in Endostadt, in Meinhagen, in Hanau, in Stuttgart, in Hamburg, in Hanover, in Munster, in Dortmund, in Hagen, in Bremen, in Cologne, in Essen, in Dusseldorf, in Duisburg, in Zonnigen, and in Ramschag. All of these areas are zones. And Germany could not buy two buses to send home. How are we going to buy weapons, for goodness sake? You people asked us to come and do Biafra and get Biafra by every means necessary. Unless we are going to get live confirmation on air tonight that you people want us to go and start stealing. And I will instruct the boys at home to go into armed robbery. If that's what you want. If you want Biafra, it's going to cost something. Only an idiot will think that getting Biafra is not going to cost anything. And I don't want any Wazirike excuse. We are not Wazirike. We have achieved more than any other person in the history of Biafran freedom fighting. More than them. People think you go and pray and Biafra is like a miracle. You go to TB Joshua and you're deceived. They talk nonsense and you believe. Here we believe in the truth. The truth is that we have to fund our liberation. Or we go into criminality. It's entirely up to you. And you saw what happened when Masop tried kidnapping to raise money. They brought kidnapping today. Kidnapping has not gone. Has it? It's there in the village. They were trying to raise money. If you don't know what freedom fighting is, please go to Google and type in how to get freedom. Freedom fighting. They will show you. Most times our people don't read. They should try and read. And these days, Google can translate into Igbo. Before we came, was that possible? Was that possible? Today, Google can translate into Igbo language. Go there and copy freedom fighting, put it in Igbo translation. They will tell you what it means in Igbo, so you can read it. You can read what it means in Ijo and Ibibio and in Efik and in Urobo, if you want to. This is freedom fighting we are doing. We are not here to sacrifice. Anybody who is not performing will be removed, regardless of who you are. If we don't start action in the zoo very soon, I will leave my position and commit suicide publicly. Any coordinator that is not functioning properly maybe wants me to die. That's what they are doing. And I will not have it. You will be removed immediately. Immediately, without fail. Every other place is on notice. Every other place I have not mentioned is on notice. Can you tell me why we can have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 zones in Germany? 16. We are nearly 500,000 or more in Germany. We cannot buy two buses to free ourselves. But we can use the leg to cross the desert. We can swim through the Mediterranean. But we cannot buy buses to try and save our people. What type of nonsense is that? Unacceptable. This is what happens when a national coordinator forgets what they're supposed to do and start dabbling into things they're not supposed to dabble into. Anytime anybody leaves their station or their commission to go and discuss what they're not supposed to discuss, they will be suspended immediately. We are not here to joke. I said we have read why we lost the war. We can't allow it to happen again. Insubordination and indiscipline will not be tolerated in this movement. Not disloyalty, no. Everybody, as Dr. Kujeze reminded me, you start from your zone. Whenever somebody says to you what is the structure, ask them to go back to the zone and join. I expect every zonal citizen of Biafra to be loyal to the zonal coordinator. Zonal coordinators will be loyal to the national coordinator. And the national coordinator will be loyal to the coordinator of all coordinators. And in turn, they too, he too will be loyal, or she will be loyal to the executive council. As simple as that. And so forth and so on. We are democratic, yes. But right now, we need to move things up a little bit. Therefore, from this very moment going forward, Chukwuemeka Nzurumike is our leader in Germany. I give him only 5 weeks to turn Germany around and make sure that they live up to the obligation. All this nonsense, I be an apitaga on the air. Penny, half. People talk so much nonsense on the air. They cannot afford to buy one AK-47 when Boko Haram are driving about in jeeps, carrying out attacks. We are struggling to get our officers to go from our office to the market, to go from our office to a meeting. How can you attend freedom fighting meeting? How can you go meet people in inaccessible areas? How can we carry the message of Biafra into the hinterland? Africa is performing very badly apart from Senegal. I must say, I exempt Senegal. Senegal is doing very, very well. The rest are struggling. This nonsense cannot continue. Any national coordinator from this very minute that doesn't perform within a turnaround period of 2 weeks should step down immediately. We don't have time to waste. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to go and bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day. Once again, wherever you're joining us from, we are welcoming you to our program. You must keep reminding your friends and your family to please go to www.radiobiafra.co. Ask them to go to www.peopleofbiafra.org. Ask them to go to www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. If one listening post is not working, please take them to another one. It should work. And this is Radio Biafra. And the barrister is with me, and he has to remain with me for the duration of this very program. Other people are coming in. I won't let them relax. Give them the microphone to tell us their names and where they come from. We said it. Once the factory closes, they will come, and they are here. The same way they will work for their country. Please, your name and where you come from. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, my name is Onyedika Chinwankwo.
Yeah, go ahead.
My name is Onyedika Chinwankwo. Yeah, I'm from Biafra, Abia State.
Which part of Abia State are you from?
I'm from Isoji.
Isoji. Isoji are good people. Yeah. Very beautiful people, I must say. Both physically and otherwise. Can you come close, please, and give us your name?
My name is Peter Joseph Okaka. I'm from Biafra, Anambra State, Nigeria.
Which part of Anambra are you from? Anambra is in Biafra land. Which part of Anambra are you from?
Idemili.
Idemili is where you come from. Thank you very much. I like your name, Okaka. I like it.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans. My name is Ernest Okereke. I'm from Abuja. You know, I was there yesterday.
Thank you very much.
And I enjoyed the meeting.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. As they come in, we introduce them to you. Where is Akreka? Has he? He's coming. I also like his name. You know, we have very great names where we come from. I love his name, Akreka. Very good. This is Radio Biafra. Our number will be announced when the lines open. But for now, we must bring you the news and accompanying news headline. We are reporting today. There is a thing they used to say when we are small, Chiba and Ozo. Today, we are bringing you information that women are protesting against Ojo Zokalo killing of his mistress, Miss Chinwe. Mercy. I told you it's a Carlos home in the USA. You see our people. I don't know who some of you are from Adam, but anytime I open my mouth and I tell you that somebody is bad, that person is very bad. After a while, it will be revealed anyway. I told you people that this guy, this very person, is not a good human being. I warned you, didn't I? It has happened. Anytime we give news on Radio Biafra, you think it's impossible. Give it a few weeks. And what happens? There is confirmation of what we've been telling you. If that is not proof that Chukwu Abiyama is with us, I don't know what is. A girl is dead, killed at his home in the USA. And women are protesting. Men will never protest. Audio Zocalo can kill as many men as possible. They can throw all of us into a zoo river. Nobody can do anything. But you see why you have to go out and bring your wives. Go and bring our women to join the struggle. They are the ones that will bring us Biafra. I'm telling you the truth. Our women, they are the ones that will bring us Biafra. They are on the street protesting about somebody killed in the U.S. That is your women for you. Indomitable. Exceptionally formidable. I wish Chukwu Abiyama can minister to them to come out in this struggle. Then you see what will happen. We are also reporting that terrorists are now in Benue. Governor Suswam says terrorists, not headsmen, are killing his people in Benue. What did I tell you? That they will come for you. This is a very good time to invade where you come from. So after you come back from the factory, you go and face east and do Alakoba. If you don't take time, stopping these people from coming into your land is your responsibility, one after the other, wherever you're listening from. Not for Chukwu Abiyama alone. He will need to use all of you here, one after the other, and everybody listening, regardless of where you are, you are the ones being used to stop the advancement of violent jihadist Islam that will consume you. They are now in Benue. As I told, go on, everybody that raised their hand against the children of God during the Biafra-Nigeria war, Chukwu Abiyama will pay all of you back. It has started. Who killed Kensere Wiwa? Awusa. Who are the ones now killing Benue people? Fulani Hausa people. The same people they joined to kill you and I. Isn't that funny? Yorubas will get their own. What will happen is that the religious war that will be waged in Yoruba land will last forever. That will be their punishment for the duplicitous and evil way of life. We are also reporting that oil well dispute. Communities are fighting over oil. What else can they fight over? Will they fight over education, good roads, bridges, decent infrastructure? Do you know what infrastructure is? You know, don't you? Bridges, roads, telecommunications, sewage system, proper decent housing stock. That is what is called infrastructure. Railway lines, canals. You know canal, you can move things in a canal. I see them here, don't you? Using water as a means of transportation. We are civilized people. Give us Biafra, see what we will turn it into. People will look for, Yorubas will look for visa. They will beg to be allowed in to come and work. Because we will build it and make it very beautiful. Boko Haram terrorists, they have returned on a killing spree in Borno village. Benue is under attack. Borno is under attack. But news will underreport it. And you are being Islamized in Imo State. Somebody said, I shouldn't say that Imo State is. I said, please. Imo State is an Islamic caliphate, if you like it or not. And what can you do about it? So, oh, it's not true. What other caliphate do you need when you have traditional rulers as Muslims? Muslim traditional rulers in Imo State. Do you know how many there are? And you say you're not a caliphate. Imo State is a full Islamic caliphate. It's an emirate. is an Islamic territory. Imo State is an Islamic territory. As long as Rochas Okocha is there, people are jumping up from all talking nonsense. Of course, they can't sit in front of me. Are they mad? I'm here. And I broadcast from here. I said to them, come and meet me. When I told you about Torjus Okalo, did you agree? Is it not happening now? Imo State is in serious trouble unless you get rid of that imbecile. Or the Okorocha. Or Goratoro. Whatever you wish to call him. Boko Haram, they are on rampage in Borno. They will kill as many as possible. Until you give them what they want, they will not stop. They can never stop. And pray and fasting. You're wasting your bloody time. National Conference, Our Agenda, by Igbo, Yoruba, North, South, South. I don't know who is representing you from Igbo land. I'm not interested. I want Biafra. Testimony of an angry Borno priest. The day 200 people were killed and soldiers ran away. They say Nigeria is not at war. Is that Nigeria is officially at war? The same thing they are doing to you, Boko Haram insurgency, is what they did to us. There was news blackout. People were going to school in Lagos as if nothing was happening, when they were murdering and massacring millions of children. Unbelievable. Nigeria's unity must be renegotiated, according to Akinrade. At least he's making them Yoruba, but who knows? We'll read the news and see what they have to say. He might not be Yoruba. Who knows? He'll say this today, tomorrow they give them the presidency and they start saying something else. So we take them at face value. Listen to this news. Barrister is listening. Alison Madheke and others to be jailed if found guilty of missing $20 billion, according to the presidency. Have you ever in your life before read of a Hausa person being threatened with jail for embezzling public funds? I'm asking this an open question here. Listen, Madheke. I met the husband and I told him, let's fight for Biafra. He said, no, my wife is in a good position. We pleaded with all of them. All these your elders and intellectuals. Not quite face-to-face discussion. Come with us, let's go and get Biafra. They said they're making money in Lagos and Abuja. And you see what they'll do to her. They will set an example with her. So you will know that the Hausa Fulani people own you. They just don't own Nigeria. They determine if you live or die. In other words, you are nothing. Forget about your 8-year-old second-hand, fifth-hand Mercedes-Benz imported from Germany or from Belgium or from wherever. You are nothing. Unless you rise up and live up to who you are. Respect is not given, it is earned. The time to end the respect of the world is now. We must stand and we must fight our enemies and we will defeat them. Just watch and see. President Jonathan, Nigeria will overcome her challenges. Of course, what can he say? He will say that, won't he? According to a famous quote by Christine Keller when she was testifying against Perfumo. In the scandal in the early 60s, where a British minister was having an affair with a lady who was also having an affair with a Russian spy. The Perfumo affair is called, Christine Keeler. She said, well, under cross-examination, is what the man saying a lie? She said, he will say that, won't he? What do you expect Jonathan to say? This imbecile was kneeling down in front of a Yoruba pastor to put hand on his head to say, Nigeria will be well. Can you believe such rubbish? The Yoruba pastor. And you tell me that our people are sensible. We must bring you the news in detail, if you like it or not, because you must hear it. As bitter as the truth is, you will listen to it. Because that is what will set you free from our collective stupor that a whole Germany is finding it difficult to come up with two buses. How are we going to buy weapons then? and armory to fight our enemies. If you're finding it difficult to contribute 10 euros a month. How are we? Tell me now. Bam. So we do prayer and fasting and the bullet will fall from heaven. Prayer and fasting and the guns will come. Prayer and fasting and every other thing will come from prayer and fasting. That is daft. That means we're not serious. That is why I said any coordinator that fails to carry this message to our people, that fails to spread this very gospel by doing what the people in the UK does. You go out, you wear your Biafran t-shirts and you evangelize. It's very easy. You will see, people are looking for you. They don't know we exist. They are waiting for you to come. We are not visible. How much will it cost to wear simple Biafran t-shirt and print leaflets, stand in a supermarket and give it out to people? Or stand in a church and give it to people? How much will it cost? What will it take away from you? I'm asking. What will it take away from you? You wear Biafran. Try it in Vincenza. Try and wear Biafran t-shirt. All of you that I'm seeing here. One Saturday. Only one Saturday. Go to places where you feel our people eat. They congregate. They go to church. This is Roman Catholic territory. Go there and wait for them. You see what they will do. You cannot sit in your house as a coordinator and say, oh, people are not coming. Oh, one hand, I can't see people. And I know for a clean man. People are waiting to hear from you. You are the salt of the earth. You are the foundation upon which this very liberation movement is being built. You are the foundation. You will suffer it most. You will contribute most than many. The block in the house that suffers the most is the one carrying the entire structure. Is that correct or not? The one that is the foundation. That is the one that carries it most. That is the one that endures it most. But they are there. Without it, the structure cannot stand. The structure cannot stand. Very, very important that we understand this. That you are the salt of the earth. You are the foundation. You are the pillars upon which this very liberation movement, which this very country, I must say, is going to be freed. And your people will be grateful to you forever and ever. And you can raise your hand and say, Biafra became free because of me. If you have a car at home that is not doing anything, we need it. We don't have cars to move about. The things we have to do, that is, if we had a limitless pot of money, we can be able to buy anything we want. But we don't. Maybe this is how Chukwuebama wants it, so that we can take everybody along with us. And that's what we're going to do. And now the news in detail. This is not the best of times for the former governor, or indeed even the present governor of Abia State. Two of them are all judge. The former one is called Ojo Zokalo. As Ibere women in their thousands protested against their own son for what they termed say no to Carlos killer squad against women. Not Radio Biafra, Makadi Amama, before you say it's us. It's women in Ibere protesting. The women who were half nude in their 30s and 40s marched round the camp Naya, home of Carlo Atigbere on Saturday, the 22nd of February 2014, singing sober songs that tell the world how Ojo Zokalo, who is their son, has brought shame and disgrace to their community, having killed his mistress, Chinwe Obunna, on the 19th of August of 2010 at his Potomac mansion in the USA. How many people from Potomac has a mansion in Ibere? How many? Diara. He killed her now. You know U.S. government. You know the wheel of justice can sometimes be slow but very thorough. He's now caught up with him. That's a mansion in Potomac. But nobody from Potomac is living at Ibere. you know, black people, you know, our sense is a bit funny. The way, I don't know, why do we think the way we do? I was speaking to a coordinator earlier today. He said to me, I said to him that people are complaining I'm harsh. He said to me, if I'm not harsh, that he will stop listening to Radio Biafra. I said, why? He said, since they have not been doing harshness, how come in their own places there is no running water, there is no light, there is no good road, if they're intelligent then? And I closed my mouth. I couldn't say anything else. He has won the argument. If you're that smart, how come you're walking through the desert, swimming through the Mediterranean, to run to somebody's territory, to go and work in a factory, to suffer? Can't you see that there is something wrong with the way we reason? And that is what we are looking to change here. And for you to build any engine, I can't attach the engine. Buy your auto, is that correct? You pieces the engine, yes? You bring out the heart of the engine, replace everything and then couple it together. That's what we're doing. We disintegrate your understanding of the world around you. And then we begin to build it together one after the other to make sense. So you are now worthy to go and build a civilized society. That's your brother, women. There for you. The governor of Benue State, Governor Gabriel Suswam, has said those behind the sustained attacks and killings of innocent Benue indigenes are terrorists who only disguise as headsmen. Correspondents in Makurdi reported that Governor Suswam, in his comments made after the recent killings in the state, said the terrorists in Benue have assumed the headsmen, that is in the Nachin Nama dimension, only to attract public sympathy while executing unarmed and peace-loving people in the state. These are the children of the people that killed Biafrans for Hausa Fulani people. The same people they killed for are now hunting them down, you see. Everybody that had a hand, including Yoruba people, in the killing of Biafran people, you will see what will happen to them. When it starts happening, I will tell you, do you remember my broadcast from Vincenza? I will ask you. Do you remember that broadcast? The same thing happening in Benue today will happen to everybody that had a wicked hand in the killing of innocent men, women, and children that did no wrong. The only wrong thing they did is to be called Nigerians. That's all we did wrong, to be part of Nigeria. When we were not part of Nigeria, nobody invaded us or killed us in that number. Nobody. The only reason why we were killed, the only reason why today you are a slave in a foreign land, the only reason why you came to the desert, you swam through the Mediterranean, is because you are part of a useless place called Nigeria. That's all. Without that, you'll be free. And people wonder and ask me, why do you want Biafra? Look at it. After Benue, where is the next place? Is it not Nsukka? Obolaf and Nsukka. Is that not correct? You think they will stop at Benue? Is that what you think? They say it's Fulani headsmen. Are they becoming? Until they take you over. Take your daughters at the age of 8 and dash to useless, diseased people sleeping with goat. Did you read about the Hausa man sleeping with goat? After sleeping with goat, they sleep with your daughter. You don't know that. This is only the beginning. Governor Suswam or Suswan or whatever his name is. It's only the beginning now. Go once people have been suffering, they've been killing them, and they will keep slaughtering them. And I pray it continues for the evil they did. The people of Kalabari community in River State have accused President Goodluck Jonathan of plotting to seize oil and gas bearing wells in the state in order to cede them to his native state, Bayelsa. No. Look at these people. This was contained in a petition addressed to the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Honorable Aminu Waziri Tambuwal, over the weekend. Dated January 24, 2014, the petition, signed by Kalabari Solidarity Forum and rooted through Honorable Dawari George, representing Asare, Tonu, and Akukutoru River State, stated that an imminent crisis may plunge the Niger Delta into another spate of violence, tribal wars, and needless waste of lives and property, with its attendant negative implications for the nation's image and economy. I told you a while ago that everybody that had a hand in the killing or in the sellout of Biafran people will suffer. This is only the beginning. The news we are bringing to you this evening is very, very rich and solid. Watch the way it's going. You are against the children of God, and God will punish you. That's what he's doing to them. Despite assurances of military strength and capacity in Borno State, Islamic militant group Boko Haram yesterday attacked a... incredible. Isge village, they attacked and killed innocent people. Like your brothers and sisters, in the mid and late 60s, the only crime they committed is because they are part of Nigeria. In Borno, of all places. They are dead now. They killed them. They are dead. But as with black people, you know, when you kill people, they say, okay, let's leave it to God now. Let's leave it to God. They are dead. Killed by Boko Haram in Borno. They told correspondents that the sect returned to the village last night and killed some people who are mostly elderly and burnt many houses with impunity. This evil continues unabated. Unabated. It continues. There was no military personnel inside. They all ran away. These are the people. Nigerian army is so strong. You know what they're going to do? The highest specification of gun they have is AK-47. The same thing we are going to have. So, we are more motivated than they are. They fight for money, but we fight for honor and glory. So, who is going to be more motivated than the other? Are they going to be more motivated than we are? Do you think our brothers in the army will stand by and let them shoot us? No. This is when I makade ya mama. Took a big one. After initial discordant tunes in some quarters, all sections and segments of the polity are now poised for the forthcoming national conference. Leaders of the ethnic nationalities are taking the lead to fashion out watertight agenda to be presented at the confab. Main opposition APC, which initially dismissed the proposed confab as diversionary and waste of scarce resources meant to boost President Goodluck Jonathan's re-election agenda, has made a U-turn and indicated its readiness to partake in the dialogue. We are not interested in the dialogue. Are you interested in confab? They attended confab since 1913. Confab, every decade, confab, confab till now. Confab. To do what? You know the funniest thing is that the same people attending the confab are those responsible for the mess. Do you know that? Eh? Amazing. In days before a vicious wave of attacks on February 15 that killed hundreds in the northeast Nigeria, villagers fled their homes, fearful something terrible was about to happen. But the army was nowhere to be seen. A church leader said militants of the Islamic sect Boko Haram swept out all the hills and bush of the Gwoza Mountains into 8 villages across Borno and Adamawa states, armed with rifles, knives, and fire. They killed at least 200 people and burned scores of homes and shops. As many as 121 of the dead were from the Borno village of Isge, a predominantly Christian town. What has Italy done about it, which is Christian Vatican, where St. Paul came? I'm asking a question here. Christian villages are being attacked. Has the Pope said anything? No. Amazing. We'll leave that to the conscience of people. Former Chief of Defense Staff and Minister of Agriculture, Industries and Transport, Lieutenant General Alani Akinrade, yesterday said that the socio-political and economic woes befalling the country can only be resolved when the nation's unity was renegotiated through the proposed conference. I don't trust him. He had a deal with us in 1999 and he backed out. I don't put stock in what he says. This same man betrayed us in 1999. He is not a man of honor. So we don't regard him as anything. And as such, what he says is irrelevant. The Minister of Petroleum Resources, Desia and Alison Madeke, and other chief executives of Parastatals under her ministry will be arrested and prosecuted if indicted by the ongoing probe into the alleged missing $20 billion from the account of Nigeria National Petroleum Corporation. The assurance was given to the presidency while explaining reasons for the removal of Sanusi Lamido Sanusi from office as the governor of the Central Bank of Nigeria. In a statement issued in Abuja by the senior special assistant of public affairs, Doyin Okupe, the presidency denied allegations of witch hunt against Sanusi over his disclosure that the NNPC did not remit proceeds of the oil sales to the Federation account. Desia Nemadeke will either go on exile or they will jail her. They will get her. Do you know the funniest thing? No Yoruba newspaper carried the very news that the reason why the vitriol and hatred directed at Stella Odua was because she declined to award them a 16 billion naira contract to refurbish the airports. Instead, she only spent 600 million. But no newspaper reported it. And the culprits and the perpetrators of that scam are Yoruba people because they control the media. And people are saying, why do you have Radio Biafra? Anyway, I don't blame them. Asking, what does the media do? Or what can it do for you? Despite increasing onslaught by the Islamic sect Boko Haram in northern part of the Zoological Republic and other security challenges in the country, President Goodluck Jonathan yesterday assured that Nigeria will triumph and become the great nation it was designed. Oh, dear Lord, it was destined to be. Do you see Nigeria as being great?
No.
Maybe. Amazing. The barrister was with me before. I shall invite him to return to me again. Barrister Mamezi, please acknowledge me because I want you to bring your perspective, your reasoning, your understanding to the news we are presenting today, please. Barrister, can you hear me? No, I don't think you can. Who has something to say here, please? Does anybody here have anything to say regarding the news we are presenting today, please?
Director, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Barrister. I can hear you.
Thank you.
Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Thank you for your news discussion, as I always put it. We don't read news on Radio Biafra. We discuss news, and then we analyze it. That's why we're different. And so it will always be. Thank you once again, Director. Let me take the last one from our dear President, Goodluck Jonathan, who I don't know if he's living in a cuckoo land or if he's living in a land called utopian land that Nigeria that has expired since December last year will be a great nation. After 100 years, you see, I don't know, a friend was telling me that the reason why they are not very clever over there is because of the university they went to. And then I said, but there are some of us that went to university, and then when they go home, they are still as stupid as those who studied over there. So I don't know which one to put the blame on. How could Goodluck Jonathan be seeing what is happening, and then he's still deluding, deranging, and deceiving himself that it will be a great nation? And after receiving our notice that Biafra is coming, and he's still telling them. And I don't know. They say power corrupts absolutely. I don't know why whenever they sit on top, they never think that one day they will come down. And they believe that this the problem with all African leaders. When they are there, remember Mobutu, Sese Seko, who was there for 32 years. And when they asked him to calm down, he refused. Eventually, he was forced to go to into France, and he was there in exile and died. And remember this guy who gave himself many general and many medals, Idi Amin.
Idi Amin, Dada.
Idi Amin has to retreat to Saudi Arabia. And I remember the one of yesterday in Ivory Coast. What his name? They call him. What's the name of this guy?
Ivory Coast is Hubert Burney, is it?
Huh?
Ivory Coast is Hubert Burney, the one that stole, that built a basilica as beautiful as the one having Rome.
But his name is something. He was defeated. He started fighting. He refused to come down.
That's him now.
I started fighting.
Yeah, Ivory Coast. Ivory Coast. Hubert Burney of Ivory Coast. Yes. Hubert Burney of Ivory Coast.
Bagbo was defeated. Instead of him to go safely, he started fighting. They arrested him and his wife and locked them up. So whenever African leaders are there, they don't think about tomorrow. They believe they'll be there forever. And forever, their trap will cut them and bring them down. Goodluck Jonathan, even at his age, at least he's been there for getting to 3 years, he still doesn't know what is happening around him. Just like
hang on. Barrister, hold on a second. So who took over when Yar'Adua died?
It's him.
So when he was taking the oath of office, what was he sworn in as?
Loretta, we've debated about that. I'm just giving him what we call priority. Let's say he wasn't there. Loretta, remember, he's a Biafran. Don't forget.
Of course he is, yes. I know.
Remember that he was here on Radio Biafra. We alerted them that Goodluck Jonathan was supposed not to contest.
That is correct.
For the third time.
Yes.
And the House has jumped on it. And because they hated us so much, we cannot be talking on their behalf. I said Goodluck Jonathan should go and fight with them. We know the score, and we know what is happening. I'm just giving it to him for giving sake. He's been there for a very long time and doesn't even want to come down. Let's assume he got there in 2015. He wants to extend it to 2019. That has always been the problem of African leaders, up till date. And what have they achieved and what have they learned? Nothing. Remember what you said when we were discussing the news, that during the Nigerian Biafran War 1967, the whole Lagos did not even know there was a war because all the news there was shut down. People who were there were still studying, but those in the east, everybody flew to their tent. So that is happening to what Goodluck Jonathan. He's behaving as if where he is seated is okay. Everybody is happy. By the way, remember he wants to go and give the Queen an award. According to the news of yesterday. And also, remember Lugard and the girlfriend. So that will tell you how clever and intelligent that guy is. Nigeria will be a great nation. We shall see in the next coming months. Alistair Madueke and his family, remember the saboteurs. They have looked after them. When you betray your own brother and your sister, and in turn you receive some money, it will not last for long, Director. Check history. Anybody who betrayed their community and well looked after by the enemies, they don't last too long. Because at the end, the same enemy will turn around and start hunting you. And that is what this family will face. Don't forget Onyuberu Rearacha by Aseka. All of them, they betrayed Biafra. And the zoo looked after them. At the end, it did not pan out well with them. And that's what is going to happen to this Alice Madueke and the family. We are watching. We are here on Radio Biafra. Boko Haram will do what they are doing to conquer, kill. They cannot live a day without killing anybody. All we are saying is they should carry on asking for their Sharia law society, but stop killing our people. Very soon, we will confront them. Very soon it will happen. What we are after is the restoration of Biafra. Our agenda is different from theirs. They want to Islamize everybody in the zoo. We are not seeking to Christianize anybody. We are looking to restore Biafra. Director, we've said this many times. Christianity, at least one good thing about Christianity, they'll persuade you. They will ask you, join them, take the Bible, read, pray with it. Christianity will not put a gun under duress for you to die. Christianity will tell you the goodness, the promise of Jesus Christ. They will not cajole you, neither will they coerce you to join Christianity. But Islam, Muslim, I was passing with a friend 2 days ago on 4th Street when we are coming up from the court. And this my colleague was telling me, look at the Muslims, they are recruiting people. Nicely, they will talk to you, come and join Islam, come and join Quran. After a few moments, they want you to go and kill somebody. That is the way they get their joy and happiness. Christianity is not like that. And we are watching. Boko Haram want to kill until they conquer. But if they are clever, why are you killing somebody you want to be your subject? You want somebody under you. Why are you killing them? So if you kill them, how can, who will serve you?
It's fear. To create fear. Absolute fear. So that those who are living...
Repeat the fear, director. They are killing. So if they kill those they want to intimidate, who will you intimidate again? Who will fear you again? Sometimes you say they are clever. Director, they are not clever. They are supported by the British people. They are supported by British intelligence. The houses are not clever. If they are clever, they will not be killing. Forget that the British are doing all they could, and the British are not supporting them for nothing. They are supporting them because they are milking our oil. That's why they put them there. Their hands are gone. The British people have left our land, but they left the Hausa Fulani to be doing their job. That's the difference. If you don't know it, know it now. Which, of course, as a learned person, you are aware of it. But what they are doing is they are killing us in order to come and dwell in our own land. That is the only reason why they are killing up to today. If you want somebody to be into your religion, you force them, you kidnap them, you not kill them. You preach to them, if you don't do this, I'll do this. You scare them, you frighten them, you put them under duress. But they are not doing that. They are killing. So it doesn't make sense to me. Calabari people are complaining about Lord Jonathan. You see, when our people usually say that when you have too many enemies, we have a lot of enemies around you. You start bribing some of them in order to be free. Lord Jonathan is creating enmity everywhere. Now, Calabari people from Port Harcourt, from River State, are complaining about his leadership, and now he's trying to put them into confusion and into disarray. And here on Radio Biafra, and in Toto, remember when the youth in Biafra land are telling Goodluck Jonathan that he's been very, very tribalistic. He's only looking after the Ijo youth. He's not looking after them. Director, remember that news came about 3 months ago.
Yes,
the youth from Biafra land.
They said they won't vote for him unless he does something.
Thank you. Calabari are now complaining, and we're here telling him he has not only dishonored us, he has disappointed us, and we don't have any more faith or trust in him. If I were a Goodluck Jonathan, I will make a U-turn and see why I'm doing a lot of things wrong. But of course, he doesn't see what we see. Benue, remember they are part of our cousins, as director put it, because they name their children Ada, they name them Obi, they name them Okonkwo. I don't know how they get to that level. Now, Boko Haram is after them. Where there is the interest of Biafra, the Boko Haram will go there. Director, before I forget, I hope the director of all director is listening. Ikechukwu Nyago, there is a Biafran who I think is from Asian, one of these Asian countries. His name is Lawrence Ani. He has made some donation and been trying to contact Ikechukwu Nyago. Ikechukwu Nyago, if you are listening, please try and contact this Lawrence Ani. He has made his donation so that Biafra will come to fruition. These are people who are militated, who are, when they hear the voice of Biafrans, nobody tells them, nobody needs to preach them. Like some of our people will say, I want to be convinced. Have you got a leader? All these are people who haven't got penny in their pocket. Now they start looking for excuses. Tomorrow, they will say, I was there when Biafra was. In fact, director used to be our coordinator, as some people call director coordinator. They don't know the difference between director and coordinator. They say our coordinator was there. Director is not a coordinator. Director appoints coordinators. When you address him, call him director. If you forget that name, Nnamdi Kanu, he is the one making sure that everything is running smoothly by appointing some people under him to make sure they do this or they do that. Please, guys, when you address him, don't call him coordinator. He is above that name. He is director. Let me finally end up by our women and the protests of the women in Ibere. They are protesting all the way from where they are against their own sister who was killed by the husband in the United States of America. Director, the reason why women protest and the reason why women are very powerful is because they are the Mother Earth. They are the people. After God, the next is women. They carry children 9 months. It's not easy. Turn yourself to be a woman. Carry a child for 9 months and give birth to it. And then somebody coming to kill that particular child. Director, if you watch animals and see the way they protect their young ones, you know that that instinct, women are powerful, and we got it right. That is why Biafrans, we respect our women. But things have changed. Everybody treats women as if they are nothing. They are the people that brought us into this world, and that's why they should be highly respected, regarded, and well treated. But the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram have turned the zoo upside down. I saw some pictures where women were being kicked. Director was shedding tears. Women are being slapped, stripped, left naked. I was crying as if I was there, director. Women, the way women are being treated these days, I don't know. If only Chukwu Abiyama will come down and then kill those who are killing women. Without women, there is no nation. Without women, there is nothing. Because they will bear children. They will carry them. They brought them out. They will make sure that women, kids are well looked after. They are the owners of this world. But the way they have been marginalized, being treated, and tried and trashed as if they are rubbish, I hate it. And director, I cannot wait to get Biafra. Women should go back to where they're supposed to be, at the helm of affairs. I feel bad when I see how women are treated, and when I see how the zoo are treating our women. The first time I cried here, that the wife of Abiola was shot in the street of Lagos. I said things have gone wrong. In our history, women are never touched. Women are never frowned upon. There is a proverb we normally say, Ashe acha, owunwan yirime. When a woman is pregnant, even if that woman she slaps you and kick you, you lie
holy
on the floor, director.
She is holy.
But now, sorry?
A pregnant woman is holiness. She is holy.
Holiness. You cannot attempt to come close.
Never.
If a pregnant woman touches you, you lie on the floor. These days, a woman will be pregnant. And you see some men beating them up. Oh, director, I can't wait for Biafra to come. I don't like the way our women have been treated. I don't like it. Pains me. I feel angry. Let me stop so far before I go into emotional
you way will not
of style.
You I won't.
Here, director.
Thank you very Thank much. You. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Man Mezu, spoke eloquently. He deserves a round of applause. Very, very eloquent. And the barrister will remain with me. He will stay with me throughout the duration of this very program. The floor is now open. You can say anything you want to say. You can tell us about your experience. It could be how you came here, how you suffered, what motivated you to look for Biafra, why you want Biafra. It could be about anything. It could be a story about your village when you're playing outside. For us, when we were growing up, there was no electricity. Despite the fact that I come from what you might refer to as the GRA part, the government reserve area of Omuahia, so to speak, which is Ibeku, essentially. I don't know if any of you experienced it here. You know what it is? Did you experience it? In the night, when the moon is out. The kids will play hide and seek outside. I can see most of you didn't experience it. Yes. Yes. So you some of you experienced it, yes? That is wonderful. Very nice. You can tell us about it as well. if you have nothing else to say. This is Radio Biafra. Please, will somebody take this microphone and address the world? Let them know that we are in Vicenza this very day, broadcasting. You must say something. Go ahead.
Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon, fellow Biafrans all over the world, wherever you are listening. My names again are Oliver Chinweze from Umueri in Anambra local government, Anambra state. I welcome you once again to the city of Vicenza, and more especially our director, the director of Radio Biafra, our able director, who has sacrificed himself for this struggle. We appreciate all you are doing for us. As within the few days I was with you, I found out that you are even suffering in order to get Biafra. All he said in the morning is Biafra. If you meet him, he's talking to somebody about Biafra. His phone always is Biafra. Whatsoever you are talking is Biafra. Nothing else is Biafra. When we are traveling on the road, he will see a very nice house. He said, this is the way I want Biafra to look like. We saw some military men, the way they were well-dressed. He said, this is the way I like Biafran soldiers to be dressed. Everything in him now is Biafra. Director, we welcome you. We appreciate what you are doing. It is in you. It is not something that is being forced into you. We can see the original, because those who knows original can also know the fake. We know that this is original. We pray that God will continue to lead you. Chukwa Abiyama will continue to lead you in this struggle until we arrive home one day where all of us together will be smiling and thanking God for his goodness. Chukwa Abiyama will be our witness. I want to also welcome every one of you here that are here today to witness this occasion. Like the way I sent the test, this is just like one-time event, because maybe after this day, we might not be able to sit like this again on Radio Biafra. We will be sitting in our home. We will be singing our national anthem the way it's supposed to be. We will be happy. I even would like that Radio Biafra will not come and meet us here again. That rather we'll go and meet Biafra at home. That is what I want it to happen. Not that Radio Biafra will come and meet us again. As we said, so shall it be. Because as we are determining, so shall it be with us. As director has said, look at those people who said they are military men. We say Nigerian military are so strong. But Boko Haram shot their rifle on the air, they started running. These are people with lesser weapon or more weapon or the same AK-47. They started running. We are fighting. We can fight with slippers. We have done it before. We are fighting. We are not violent people. People should be careful of this. We are not terrorists. We have not conquered Lagos. We are not going to conquer the Nigerian Hausa land. We are saying that we want to be on our own. We are not looking for somebody's own. We are not conquering Cameroon. We are not conquering Togo. We are peaceful people. We are contented with what God has given unto us. God said that you people are Biafra, and that is what we want to be, and that is what we are. That is what we are fighting for. We are not going to take somebody's own, and that is why they said, why are you going for it? We are telling them that this time around we are going for it. And I'm telling those that are still sitting at home, why can't you come out? Why can't you come out and join the struggle to better your life? Why are people asking questions? Too many questions. Why so many questions? Boko Harams are not asking questions. They are not asking questions. They are moving. Now they are moving from north. When the people are running, they are pursuing them. Now they are in Benue. When they are in Benue State, you know where they are. They will be next. They said they have said it. They are not hiding. They said they are coming to us. They are coming even to blast all the refineries. And we are still waiting. We are waiting for them until they come. I was one day with my mother.
when I came back from Lagos, I went home and just for fun, I told my mother, let's go to the farm. My mother was going to the farm. I said, let me accompany you. We went to the farm. We were in the farm alone, very big farm. I was in the farm with my mother. My mother was walking. I was just going around having some nice, fresh village air. And what happened was that these Fulani people came into my father, my mother's land. I'm saying my mother's land because my father was dead. Then, my father is dead. And they came with their cattle into my mother's farm, and the cattle started eating all our cassava. I just looked. I don't know what to do. I was helpless. My mother was saying, so, hey, Pono. They were not minding us. All they were targeting, if I would have tried to struggle, they would just kill me there. Because we are left alone in the farm. This is the intimidation these people are giving us in our own land. They are giving us this type of intimidation. What have we done on earth? What has the Biafrans done when we are in any part of the zoo called Nigeria? They will be pursuing us. We are in Lagos. They will repatriate us. We are in their land. They will also kill us. Look at the type of atrocities they are doing. They will order a Los Heroes bus, people in the Los Heroes bus to come down, both men, women, and children, to lie down on the main road. When we first saw this, we thought that it's armed robber. Then we started imagining, how can an armed robber that has come to steal and run away ask the people in the Los Heroes bus to lie on the main road and ask the driver of the bus to climb them? And pieces both the children, the women, the pregnant, the men, the young, the small, the old, drop pieces everybody and tear their past on the road. And we are still waiting. We are still waiting. Like I said before, those of you that thought that, think that we are afraid here, that we are people in Europe, we are afraid. Come and see. It's better you go and look for visa and come and see. The people here are angry. The people here are more determined. They are ready to come home. In fact, boots are on the ground already, if you don't know. If the director don't want to say it, boots are on the ground. People should know that. We are coming and we are still coming. We are coming, and if you try, we are not going to be violent. As director normally said, we are obeying his word. He's our leader. He is our director. He said we should not be violent. It is not in our nature to be violent. We haven't been violent before. And we are going to be violent if you try to withhold us. We are going to crush. I'm going to use the same language that Madeleine Albright, the Secretary of State to Clinton, said. He told the people, Iraq, if you don't surrender, we are coming, and we are coming to hit you, and we will hit you hard. As we are coming to hit you because we have lost everything. You have put us in a way that is inhuman. We are any part of the country, wherever we are, you are looking for us. No one of us is happy going home again. When you go home, people will be calling. You'll be hiding from one place to the other. This is not the type of life we want to live. We want to be in our place. So I welcome all of you once again here. As you are here, be determined. Be determined, as the director normally said. Either you support, you give out yourself to go home, or you support with your money. It is two things. You support with your money or you support with yourself. We need human beings and we need also your support. Boots are on the ground. They are going to eat. As director is saying, they are now going with keke. What do they call it? Keke mawa or what?
Napep.
Keke mapep. Lives are at risk. Those boots on the ground are life we are putting at risk if no fund is not going. So we have to be up and doing wherever we are. I'm not, and as here, I'm the coordinator of Vicenza, but I'm not interested in posts. I'm saying it now here to all of you, and those of you who could not come, who are at home, who have called me that you are at home because of a job issue, you came back late and you are tired, you want to listen from the internet. I'm telling you, if you know you can do it better, this is not a matter of post. Come and take it. I'm saying it, the whole world is hearing me now. Come and do it and do it more better. If we get Biafra, all of us will be happy. We are not into politics now. We are into freedom fighting. So that is what is on now. If you can do it better, overtake me. Take it up and start going. Let every hand be on deck and start walking until we get Biafra. God bless you for now. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much. And well spoken. This is Radio Biafra. There are other people here. You will speak in a minute, but let's take this call. First of all, you will give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No. They wanted to confirm something first, I believe.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Please, your name and where you are.
No. Yeah, are you hearing me?
Yes, loud and clear. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm hearing you. Please, your name and where you are. No.
Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra.
This is too, I don't know.
Do you want to speak on? I don't think
I want to speak.
Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra. I don't know what's happening to the people that want to speak. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
On Skype, this is Radio Biafra. I don't know what's happening to the people that want to speak. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that.
Give up. Yes, your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, please. Our people must learn. Go ahead. Your name and where you are.
I'm calling from Verona, please.
You're from Verona. What is your name?
My name is Mrs. Christiana Nanna.
Christiana Nanna.
Yes.
Okay. Is that is at home? What is it?
Yes.
Okay.
The wife of Oribili.
Yes. Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead. We are waiting to hear you speak. Go ahead.
Yeah. I want to say thanks to the director and also to Barista Ima Emezu and the national coordinator of Italy, Michael Iruaria. I'm full of faith to my own uncle, Oliver, who is the coordinator of Vicenza. He's a man of wisdom. He's so excellent in whatever he's doing. He's educated. He's what this guy is what the Biafra needs. And we are supporting him to move ahead. We are supporting, especially the women, have to wake up and support him. We don't want violence because we have experienced it. If this world or any other person can bring Biafra, we are happy because we are Biafras. Like here in Verona, we have almost 15 women. And these 15 women, they are supporting him. Because we have a coordinator supposed to talk. A coordinator does not supposed to be violent to people. So may God bless him and continue blessing everybody that is supporting Biafra. May God bless everybody in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen and amen. That was very good of you to call. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. You will give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? These are new callers. They're getting used to it. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't. They can't. Who wants to say something here, please? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. You will give us your name, please. And where you're from. Go ahead.
Hello. All Biafran people all over the world. You know, my name is Mr. Azubike Gabriel Chinedu. I'm from Ishalangwa in Abia State. You know, I want to congratulate our director. I know that any beginning of stuff is not easy. My prayer is to you is this. May God continue to bless you, guide you in Jesus' name. I also thank our coordinator, Mr. Oliver.
You people are here. You wait for me. Let's take this call from Ireland, please.
Okay.
Yes. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Your name and where you're calling from.
Director, this is Peter Ewuzie, COP coordinator in Republic of Ireland.
Yes, go ahead.
Director, I appreciate what you're doing, Director. Director, I just want to tell you what happened on Saturday. You know, remember we went for Igbo Union meeting to go and preach the gospel of Biafra unto them.
Yes.
Our brothers, yeah, Igbo Union people, they are very good people. They welcome Biafra. They are happy. We even tried to contact Radio Biafra on Saturday evening, but we couldn't go through. Everybody there, they are good people. Igbo Union Island, Cork, Republic of Ireland, Cork Chapter, they are good people. They welcome me yesterday. You know our people the way we do. When you go to see people that is important, you have to buy drinks. To tell them that you respect them. I did that yesterday. They all drank that drink. Everybody was happy. At the end, they told me to pray a closing prayer for them. And I believe that our people in Cork, the African people in Cork, they are good people. We all are there. Igbo Union and Cork Chapter are doing good. They respect us yesterday. They welcome us, which I'm a member of the Igbo Union, and they welcome me. They are good people. They are very happy yesterday. All of them want to speak to you, but we couldn't get the go through online. Director, everything went well. Everything went fine. The Igbo people, Igbo Union people, Cork Chapter, they are really Biafras. They are true Biafras. And I give them that, I give them that mark, that 100% mark, director, that these people support us. And then when we have meeting, they will be there. They are very, very happy. We preach the gospel of Biafra. Even when they are reading the letter that we send us to give to them. I am a member there. Sometimes to read correspondence, when it is more than 45 minutes, people will start telling you that this is too much. But yesterday, everybody keep quiet. That letter is 2 pages. The secretary read it very well. 2 pages. And at the end, I told them that I have never seen this before. I didn't even know. I hear when correspondents, when you read letter, more than 45 minutes, people start running up and down that this is too much. But yesterday, they cool down, they quiet, until we finish reading the letter. And I thank them special for that. In fact, yesterday was great. Well, Saturday, sorry. Sunday, yesterday was great. They had our preaching. They have our gospel. I told them, director announced Cork meeting. But the whole world to see that, to hear. And they are very happy. Most of them said they listen to that when you announce that. As the director commanded us to be here today, and they give us that opportunity to talk to them. I preach to them, I talk to them, and they give me that audience. And at the end, they said, as you pray a praising prayer, to close, and as you pray. And I pray, and everybody is happy. Director, I appreciate them. They are men that you reckon with. And they trust me, they believe me, they told me that they are going to be at the meeting. We're supposed to do the meeting this coming Sunday, but because all the coordinators in Ireland, we're having coordinator meeting in Ireland. So for that reason, I postponed the Biafra meeting coming this Sunday. After the coordinators meeting in Waterford, then the meeting will take place. Director, I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
I appreciate what you're doing. My prayer every day is that you will not die, you will live and testify the goodness of God in land of living, in Biafra land, director. May God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. We want our coordinators to work very hard. Please, my dear brother, you may continue.
Follow Biafrans, like I was said before, use this opportunity to thank our coordinator here in Vicenza, Mr. Oliver. He's a great man. He's also the chairman of Igbo Union here in this Vicenza. So I could remember when he called me, he's trying to, to let me know about Biafra stuff. So I was thinking. I said, wow, let me come and see what is going on. Then I was so impressed, and I'm so grateful. Our director, that this life is full of enemy of progress. Because me, I coined them cabbies. No see me. Anybody of a woman that want to make you to have double mind, God will not allow it. And secondly, Nigeria, I call Nigeria a desert. In the sense that nothing is moving up in that country. Everywhere is dead. So we are Biafrans. I use this opportunity also, for here in this Vicenza, Italy, to let our brothers over there who don't want to join us, who don't want to come together, because no come out and say
Anyukam, Wagam, Yukam, Ogro Farm, Yukam, Mamaria Bo Fofo. A woro and Nandinque, Nepe. We are not begging you people. If you want to follow us, you follow us. If you don't want to follow us, we see that we must reach to that promised land. God has given us the Messiah, which everybody have been praying, thinking. If people think that maybe that I'm happy to be here, I'm selling lies. Because nobody's happy to be in another man's land. Secondly, when you come to this country, you will see maybe somebody that's working in the factory. Before they will give you a work that is more suitable, which is very, very hard. Any work that a white man cannot do, that's the work they will give us. We Biafrans. What can we do? We are continuously struggling. Moving ahead, thinking that this is going to be better tomorrow. And some people are there, criticizing, saying sorts of things, talking sorts of rubbish words. All these nonsense words, which is not important. Come out and see what is going on. If you follow us, you will know that God is by our side. And God must surely see us through, whether you people like it or not. I believe in him. Because he said, there's nothing is impossible with him. With God, all things are possible. God said, with faith, we can move mountain. And we believe in his word, and we must move mountain. Yes, and so shall it be. Director, thank you. I'm so grateful for you to be in our midst. We are so grateful. Vicenza people are so grateful. May God bless you.
Thank you.
Give you all the strength and the knowledge and wisdom to move ahead, to lead us to our promised land. That's all I can say now. God bless you once again in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you. We have a caller on the line. If they are still there, you will give me your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. Is that Radio Biafra?
This is Radio Biafra. Yes, your name and where you're calling from. This is live Radio Biafra transmission from Vicenza in Italy.
Okay, this is Chukwuemeka Anorio for calling from Indonesia.
Chukwuemeka Anorio for calling from Indonesia.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Stop saying hello.
I'm from Magulanam Street.
Agolo, thank you very much. Please go ahead. What do you like to say? Go ahead.
So, what I want to say is about our coming rally. Our coming on May. According to what we discussed with our coordinator here in Indonesia, so about the polo, the uniform we are going to wear that day. So I'm also trying to suggest if we can also print a rubber band and maybe apron, maybe things that people wear on that day, like apron, rubber band, anything that we can print at Biafra. Understand?
Yes, what you're saying is correct. Yes. There's a way I'll resolve this issue. Yeah. Anything you people can do in Indonesia to advance the name of Biafra, please do it. Anything at all you want to do. If you want to paint your face in the Biafran flag, do so. Anything you want to do, please do it. Just get the name of Biafra across.
Okay, that's what I want to suggest, because here in Indonesia, you need many things, even as we now. I need, even if it's possible, even we can have a black Biafra shoe, anything. I want everything I'm wearing to be a Biafra. I'm so much in love with Biafra. I'm telling you the truth. I want everything I'm putting on to be a Biafra.
Yes, and I agree with you.
As I was talking to you now. Yeah. So please, I don't know about the connection to. They said they import the material from China. Understand? So I want the person that is coordinating. Let him look for more things, more material, like even if you towel anything, towel, anything, hanky or cap, anything that you can put as Biafra on it, let the agent take it, we are willing to buy it. Understand? We are willing to order for it.
Yes.
Not to look for more things, not only polos. Understand? Anything that we can make we can make our local to go more far, because we are trying to keep both Indonesian people their own. We can share, we want to share things so that people can benefit from our this thing, so that the awareness can go far. Understand? So I would suggest anybody that is coordinating the uniform in China, let him print many things, even shoe bag, anything that somebody can wear, even singlet, go to welcome. Understand? Please.
Yes, we do so. Thank you. It's a very good suggestion. Anything you can do here in Vincenza to advance the name of Biafra, please do so. Anything at all you can do. I will tell you what they are doing in the UK. The League Cup final is coming up in Wembley Stadium. And our people in the United Kingdom, under the leadership of Thomas Onyema, they have organized Biafrans to go to Wembley Stadium, to go and evangelize. They will go to Wembley Stadium. They will give our leaflet to white, pink, yellow. It doesn't matter who you are. We want the name of Biafra everywhere. You don't know where your friends are going to come from. After all, it was Russia that tendered the motion calling for the state of Israel to be recognized in 1948. I keep asking myself, how come the United Kingdom keeps coming up with all these ideas? Don't you know where your people congregate around Vicenza here? That the coordinator can take 5, 6, 7 people, give them, look at what he's wearing, this a badge. You can give it to 1 or 2 people going to church for free. It's called propagation. You are putting your name out there. So people will stop asking, oh, but what is it? Oh, what is it? I keep asking myself, why is it that people in the UK can go out on the street? They can't imagine Jehovah to go and evangelize and preach Biafra. Others cannot do it. I don't understand what it means. What is the difference? Why can't what those of our people in London are doing, why can't it be replicated everywhere in the world? If our people are in McDonald's in America or Burger King, turn Hageba and give it to them there. This is where they go to. Look for them in McDonald's and give it to them there. Or in Wimpy's, wherever they go to. Any Igbo meeting you go to, anywhere you go to, go with your leaflet. Go and leaflet people. Ask them to listen to Radio Biafra. That is all you can do. Nothing more, nothing less. That's what Biafra is all about. And we must do it. Give us a name of where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Ian Acho Ebuga, calling from London. That's your show in Ishaki.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Biafra. I'm from Imo State, Biafra Man, in Biafra Man.
Please go ahead.
Yes, I want to use this opportunity to thank you, all my brothers in Italy, and also thank you, Barrister Imam Mezu and the director of Nekano for your good work you are doing for indigenous people of Biafra.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I want to use this opportunity to tell all of our brothers in South Yorkshire, London, that we are having our meeting. We have started our meeting last week. I want to use this opportunity to call each Biafra, indigenous people of Biafra in South Yorkshire, that we are having our meeting on Friday, 28th of February, time 1 o'clock, 1 p.m. So, each Biafra in South Yorkshire to come to our meeting on Friday.
But what is your number? When you say South Yorkshire, which areas are you talking about? Because Yorkshire is very big. When you say South Yorkshire, which areas do you mean specifically, please? Are you talking about Humberside? Are you talking about Hull? Are you talking about, I don't know, Huddersfield? Where exactly are you talking about when you say South Yorkshire?
We are in South, we have South Yorkshire in Sheffield, Doncaster, Birmingham, and Birmingham,
Banbury. Okay, and Banbury. So it's Sheffield, yeah. Doncaster, Birmingham, and Banbury. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I would have thought that Birmingham is in the Midlands or something. I don't know. But I think it's for Thomas to sort all these things out. It's a very good thing that once again we now have a new zone emerging from South Yorkshire. What is your telephone number, which I will ask Carol Monday to please put up on Radio Biafra?
Our telephone number is 07902452301.
Repeat the number.
07902452301. 52201,
yes?
Yeah.
Okay, I think Carol got that to confirm, please, with Thomas Onyema and Festus as well, who is our PRO in the UK, so that we can move this whole thing forward. We like what you people are doing. Please keep it up. Please keep it up. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have somebody on Skype? Can you give me your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, my brother. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Emeka Dike. I am based in an island. Dublin, to be precise.
Yes.
And I'm calling regard to the wonderful work you're doing, you know, making and bringing everybody to know that we are all fed up of what is happening to us here in Europe and the stress that our people are going through in the village, in our villages. So I am saying more grace to your elbow. And I would also like to know, because there was a guy that made some comments some 2 or 3 days ago, if I'm not mistaken, as regards to the 10,000 battalions, I would like to get information on how to pay the money and then know what next, you know.
Are you part of the family in Ireland, especially in Dublin? Are you part of us in Dublin?
To be candid, I would say no, you know, because I just came in here. Formerly, I was residing in Spain, in Madrid. Then I came newly here, but since I've been following the program, I decided to, like, you know.
Yes, you've done very well. Are you on Facebook?
Of course, yes.
If you're on Facebook, please go and join Biafrans in Ireland.
Yeah, I am. I think I've done that. I also sent a request to Barrister Mam Mezwe.
Yes.
Though he's not accepted that the request I sent to him long before now. And please, if you can help me with the coordinator, the Dublin coordinator's number, I will appreciate that. So at least I can know when next they're having their meeting.
The coordinator, in Ireland is Isaiah.
Okay.
Isaiah Oba is our coordinator in Ireland. If you are a member of Biafrans in Ireland, you go there and you message him. He's there. Or you ask for the number of the coordinator to be given to you on that very page. Somebody will respond to you within half an hour. And then you get the number. And as for the 10,000 battalion, it is Gozier who is the one running it. Gozier is running it, and Isaiah Oba, or Kingsley. Kingsley is the one who is responsible for Dublin. In particular, Isaiah is the overall Ireland coordinator. Kingsley is responsible for Dublin. They should be able to give you Gozier's number. Gozier is the one running it. Or Gozier's Facebook details, so you can contact him. But I now have your details on Skype. I will also pass that to them, and somebody will send you a message via Skype. once this program is over. Okay?
All right. That would be very nice. Thank you so much.
And thank you. God bless you.
Once more, congratulations and more graces to your elbow. We are solidly behind you. We are solidly behind you.
Thank you.
And
thank
I know you. Every other Igbo person, or any Biafran, BU, BPO, Calabar, whatever, we know that there is difference now between this and what was obtained earlier. So thank you so much for your time, okay?
And thank you for calling, and keep listening and keep telling your friends about it. We have a caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. You will start by giving me your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Director.
Yes. Good evening. Confirm your name and where you are.
Good evening, fellow Biafra. My name is Nonso Ezirika, from Catalonia, Spain. I want to say something direct or very important to our struggle, because we know now we have to move this struggle to the next level. And what I want to say is that about the monthly contribution, and we have to make it to 1,000 euros every month for Spain. I don't know about England or US, but in Spain it's 1,000 euros every month. And this 1,000 euros, we have four solid zones. Anybody can contribute individually, but this 1,000 is shared within these four zones we have, 250 every each zone. And this 250, if you share it, maybe you pay 10 euro or 15 euro or 5 euro. It depends on how you are in your group, and it depends how you contribute one day. But I say, you know, sometimes our people play some kind of penny with some foolish. You know, sometimes they collect this, what do you call it? They call it this. Benefit or something like it don't work, and then pay you money, you know. And if they feel like they've collected the money, and they think that this money is for heaven. No, somebody is working for you to collect that money. Somebody is working. Then take the money from the person who is working and give it to you. You see? Okay, now, not everybody has money. If you have, you can contribute. If you don't have, no problem. But the ones that have can contribute, they can help the one without the money. You know, in Europe here, most of the European countries, they pay benefit on important money. They pay it. That money is not come for help. They give it to you because somebody is working. I don't know when it comes to their position, because if I did not pay or America did not pay, I will not pay. No, that is very well, thankfully. So, Director, what I want to say is that we are okay here, and our 1,000 it will start from next month, I hope. And I've got my paper. They say, no problem, we can fulfill that promise. So far, it's 250 is on. That is not much, too much problem. So instead, yeah, we are okay. We will follow that up, Director. So any other thing apart from this, I don't have. Director, maybe I will stay outside now for other people to call in, because I know people might be going to call.
I want you to stay where you are. I have some questions for you. How many active zones do we have in Spain? How many zones are active in Spain?
Four.
But I visited five places, if I'm not mistaken, excluding Madrid.
Yes, but Murcia, Director Murcia, I tried to call the guy 100 million times. He did not pick my phone because of 200 euro only. No, only 200 euro. He did not pick my phone. The guy tried to call, he did not pick phone. So if he is late, maybe he can call and say, what's the problem? Because of 200 euros. For me, 200 euros is not anything. We pay almost 500 euros here in Barcelona. We pay almost 500 euros. You know? Only 200 euros they give you, you cannot share 200 with them. How many people we saw there then, Director? Almost 20 people we saw there. 20 people there, they can pay 5 euros, 10 euros to get 200 euros. It's nothing. I know not everybody have money. That's why I say the ones that have can bear the consequence, you know, and take the gun.
At least for now. Because in every battle, in case people don't know their history, America does not commit to war unless the Rangers... Unless the Rangers goes there first. The Texas Rangers will always test the battlefield before any other American troop formation goes into that battle. People volunteer themselves to be enlisted into the Rangers so that they will be the first Americans to place their boot on any foreign soil when they go to fight a war for their country. The same thing that we're asking of you here. In Spain, you have only... They have five zones, but only four is active from what the coordinator is telling me here live on air and telling the whole Biafrans all over the world. And each and every one of them contributes minimum of 250 euros, depending on how many. If we say to Vincenza, you contribute 250 euros every month, do we have up to 250 people here who are Biafra friends in Vicenza? Eh? It's more than. So if okay, if it's, can we say 500? Or can we say, let's say 400, yes? Let's say 400. So what we are in essence saying is that you should take this cup and go out and ask every Biafran friend to give you one euro each. Is that too much? Or maybe 50 cents will be better. Is that okay? No, why can't we do that? No, we want to show people how easy it can be to get through to our people. Unless you want us to go and steal. Because the more people you have joining you, the lesser the burden for you. If it's too much, if 10 euro a month is too much for you to set yourself free, to buy freedom that will last you forever. Because Dr. Justin Akujeze is working on something that everybody, wherever you are on this earth, as long as you're a Biafran and you're a man or woman, you're an adult, you contribute £10, 10 euro every blessed month until we get what we're looking for. So can anybody tell me why we have said to Vicenza, okay, your monthly contribution, for the sake of argument, excuse me, is 250. Why can't you go and get 50 people? Divide 250 by 50 is how much? Are you telling me that for your country you cannot afford 5 euros a month? Is that what you're saying? No, no. This is a microcosm of people all over the world. The same way here she drew the coast there in the other. So you can tell us now. So we can use from this very hall to be able to plan our strategy outside. You tell us the truth. You don't have to give us your name. Tell us the truth. If you are asked to contribute 5 euros or 10 euros for your country, will that be impossible to do? Tell us the truth. You don't need to give us your name. Don't give your name. You take the microphone and tell us why you think that will be difficult and what you think should happen. If it's difficult, you tell us. The coordinator is here. If it's difficult, give the person the microphone to tell us why each and every one of you will find it difficult to contribute £10 minimum every month. It doesn't stop you from giving any donation if you want to. As our brother was saying, from Ireland. The brother ran from Ireland. Or the likes of Clifford Iranyadem that pay over and above, that pledge a particular amount every month to give us to run this very station, to run the entire struggle itself. We are Radio Biafra, that is true, but we are running the entire Biafran struggle as well. So we want you to tell us, because if not, when we leave here, people will hold the coordinator responsible. So if there is any reason now, you tell us so we can revise our thinking. If we are getting it wrong, then you tell us. This is your radio station. If there is anything we need to do extra, then you tell us. If we are getting it wrong, you advise us. It's your advice and we'll take it. Is there any reason why all of you here cannot be able to afford 5 euros a month to support the Biafran struggle, yes or no? If it's no, you tell us why, so we can correct it now. Is it difficult?
No. For me, it's not difficult. Even though it's 10 euros, me, I will support. Even though it's 10 euros, I will support.
No. The coordinator, he's not sure. I'm looking at his face. He's not very... Oh, this guy is sure. He's not sure. 5 euro is okay. So, but you know what it means if it's 5 euro. Is there any way, are you telling me that here in Vicenza, is there any way or any reason why there shouldn't be up to 50 people paying 5 euros every month? Is that impossible to do? You tell us. Okay, yes, so we learn. Like right now, you've said 5 euros is fine. Yes? Okay. I agree for Vicenza. But can you tell me why the numbers of people that believe well enough to say this is real, we want to be a part of it, to be up to 50? Any reason why that is impossible? I mean, any other factors why that is impossible in Vicenza? Give him the microphone, please.
Follow Biafrans. Director, for me, it's not difficult, but I know that there's a lot of people out there here in this Vicenza. I have confronted them. They are saying all sorts of nonsense words. But I know that God must arrest them. They must join us, whether they like it or not. And yes. As far as we are, few people, majority of people I'm seeing here, I know that they will cooperate. That will not be a problem to us. God bless you.
And you too. Thank you very much. Thank you for that. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if we have a caller on Skype. Do we have somebody on Skype?
Hello, Mr. Nandi. It's me. Are you hearing me?
Yes, loud and clear. What is your name?
Yeah, my name is Ogochukwu Tony Ahamadike Muadibe. I'm calling from Malaysia, but I'm from Ihiala, in Ihiala town, because yes. I'm in Biafra.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead. We are listening.
Yeah. What I wanted to contribute about is that the news you read last time ago concerning the Boko Haram being operating in Benue State right now, presently. So my question goes like this. Mr. Nnamdi, I suggest that we have a kind of a letter that maybe we can extend it to our traditional rulers and our governors in the eastern part of Nigeria, even as well some of our businessmen, so that we can be able to secure our land. Because once these people are in Benue, and they are targeting place now, where they are targeting now is Enugu State, and from Enugu they can drop down to Onitsha or where to Aba, and we are no more safe. So what I'm trying to say is that we need to do something right now to secure our people and to secure our land, our property as well. Please.
That is what we are doing.
If there is a way you can tell the people at home to write up a letter to let them distribute it to even to the traditional rulers.
We have done that. My dear brother, don't go too far. We have done everything you are saying. We have written to every Igbo union that we know. We have written to traditional rulers. We have written to the governors. We have written to Jonathan. We have written to your people who are in the Senate and House of Reps. All of them, they know. A stitch in time saves nine. If you don't support this very struggle now to stop the advance of the jihadist Boko Haram sect, by the time things begin to happen, you will be spending 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 euros burying people. It's up to you what you want to do. You pay 5, 10 euros now to save spending 5,000 euros burying your family members at home, because it's going to happen. It's very simple, yeah, common sense.
We have been doing our best here in Malaysia. So
Malaysia is formidable. Nobody's doubting Malaysia. Yeah. Formidable. Yeah. Formidable.
We have been doing our best, but what I'm still trying to say is that it's not because I want you to use this opportunity. Maybe we can corner their mind, you know, to tell them that Boko Haram is coming down to east to take our land.
They will not listen. They will not listen. They will not listen because they have been blinded by the devil until they are consumed in it. But we are doing our best, and we have Biafrans here in Vicenza. Although I'm looking at the coordinator, he's not very sure.
Okay.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We must go to the phone line. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Abu Director, I can hear you.
Thank you very much. Give me your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, good evening, Director. This is Uche Steven Naya. I'm from Okpo Ihechioma in Arochukwu Eluji Abia State. I'm calling from China.
From which part of China are you in?
Yeah, I'm in Guangzhou.
Guangzhou, thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Yeah, Director, I want to thank you for the good work you are doing for the wonderful people of Biafra and all the editorial board of Radio Biafra. And I also want to thank my brothers and sisters there with you for their good hospitality towards you. I say more grace to their elbow. May God continue to strengthen them more.
You say?
Director, we thank you for a successful meeting we in China here we had yesterday. The meeting, people really turn up, our people in China are coming out.
And I also want to use this opportunity to urge those that are still in their home listening to radio. I believe many of them are listening to Radio Biafra, but they have refused to declare their Biafra-ness. I also want to urge them now to come out. Let us join hands together and fight this war and make sure that we take this Biafra now. And also, we have already sent letters to some churches, village camp meetings, clubs, some personnel in China here. They're also waiting for their report to give us a feedback. And also believe they are listening to Radio Biafra. Please, they should give us a feedback. And those that are still sitting their home, let us form out together and join hands and fight for our rights, because this is a time that people are Biafra, are freezing it, that we, the children of Biafra, we are going back to our promised land. If we fail to get this Biafra now, I believe me, director, I don't think that this Biafra, we can get it again. Because you are the chosen one that God has chosen to raise us. You are really the chosen one. Even the way you answer questions, sometimes I wonder if it is the kind of climate that you come from. If not that you have come to China, I stay with you. I have thought you, I would have said you are a spirit, honestly, director. The way you arrange things, you answer questions, it baffles me. I don't know the kind of planet that you came from. But I know it is people at Yama that sent you. And I believe that we, the Japanese, we are going to actualize our land. Director, before I thought of this, there are some questions I want to ask. Won't it be possible for Radio Biafra to broadcast on a local FM before the national conference, so that we, the Biafrans, we issue warning to those idiots that call themselves Igbo people or politicians that are going to represent us there? That's the consequences, that we, Biafrans, are not happy anymore. That you, the only thing that you need is Biafra. And if they are going there to say or to sign any another statement for us to go back to another slavery, let us give them the consequences, tell them the consequences that are going to face, because we, the Japanese, are no more happy.
Yes, you're right, and I intend to do so. I intend to do exactly that. I am going to Biafra land in the coming weeks, and we'll broadcast on FM at Enugu whilst we put things in order. It's our headquarters. We'll go there to broadcast. Okay. I will anchor the program. I'll host it in my land. That's where I come from. That is my land, the sceptred land, very holy land of Biafra, where Chukwu Abiama himself comes from. And I have proof.
Yeah, that should be very good, my able director.
Thank you very much, and God bless you.
I want to, okay, Baraka.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed without hesitation. Does anybody else here have anything to say? Somebody came forward to pick up the microphone, and what happened? The day retreat. Or surrender.
No way.
Please go ahead.
There is no retreat. No surrender.
Wonderful.
No way. Director, I wanted to say that that everything is possible according to the question you asked a few times ago, whether it's possible for us to get up to 50 Biafrans.
I will take your names, all of you here.
Yes.
I am holding you people here responsible. If it fails, I will not touch the coordinator. I will. Do you know how many people listen to Radio Biafra? Do you see how many people calling? All the time, 24 hours a day. I'm telling people now. So your coordinator is a very lucky man that he has been exempted from all this because he did a very wonderful work. And he's the chairman of Ndibo here. He brought out Ndibo to come and embrace Biafra.
Fool.
That is why he's being exempted. I will take all your names, and I will go to the world, and I will say to them, these are the people that said, Biafrans here.
In Vicenza
said, you can afford this amount of money every month.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. So I was saying that it's possible for us to afford it. So maybe for now, we may not be 50 in number, but in process of time, will be more than even 50.
Wonderful.
So I'm assuring you, Director, that we will do it. We can make it.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Namgoziegi. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You have the luckiest coordinator on this planet. He's a very lucky man. Very, very lucky man. Very lucky man. And he has done something for his people. please, you wait for a second. I want to hear Akira. You disappeared a while ago. You disappeared. Please, you can continue. Go ahead.
Hello. Umunda Biafla, Kenekwe Mono. Bikono, Ahamabu Chenna. Nwanambra State, from Ekurobia. Ofien Toregwono, what I want to tell everybody of Biafran in the world, including America, China, France, Japan, UK. Mana, my mind to tell Biafran, if we want to fight this war, we must succeed. Mana, one thing is there. I go warn anybody who they support white people in our country, in a Biafran. Mana, one thing is there to tell the world Biafran of issue. Now, we don't run in our country, come Europe, to fight for Guinea, for our democracy, to go back in our country again. Now, the state is there. How can we unite? Now, if anybody where they tell, when you tell the year, come together, brother, come here, that brother, Biafra have their meeting, have you? He said, when it can happen, not this, no concern me. May I go hustle? Abacha Kwegu, Olanuku. My name is Gwandu Biaflans. Everyone in the world, everyone, you know, brother, anywhere you there, brother, let us join together. Don't be brothers, be brothers keeper, don't be brothers loser. Don't be lying for everybody against, as I stand here, so brother, if they pay me, I'll cry in my mind, because every day, every night, on my mind, to let every Biafran to return back in our home. I'll be the first person in each chance here who told Igbo people, this flag, you know, I'm for here, I'm tired for this flag of issue, of this white and the green and white. I'm tired. Man, one day, God must judge us truth. Forget Akereka. Forget Tonyenka. Today, we fight for that issue. Look at our children. They born there from Europeans. There's no one. No way it came from today. No one know. If he ask a father, he say, my skin, you want to school in Europe? You want to get in Fusho? You want to be somebody? I want to talk about Biafran. Biafran have to know something. Brothers, in Lukuruna by itself, is Nigerians. In our country, we have a Biafran issue. Brother, if you go there, many things is there. We just come here and are begging white people under to beg one euro in Italy. That's why in our job, the whole world to hear today, Obama to hear in America, to hear on our problem. We Biafran here is doing work. Our work here is for beg. Charlotte, that's what you're doing. I'm tired. Everybody's shame. Don't be laugh. Sometimes it go be like a joke for you. Sometimes it go be like the reality. Man, I want to tell everybody Biafran, let us come together. I will say people, they're too small. What are you people fearing? What of Kendibana Banda Usake Yoruba? One thing is there. Let us come together. Man, I cut off a Boko Haram official. That one is minus case. No. Everybody. No, they dream about Boko Haram official. That one is a simple case. Because Nigeria don't know that work. Government of Nigeria don't know that work at all. Boko Haram, they bomb everywhere they know today. They're silent. Man, I will be Biafra to come. We go bomb. We mutually bomb Nigerians. We mutually bomb and will bomb Nigeria. Any condition where they want time, we must bomb that country. We must get our democracy.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Yes, who has something to say? Go ahead. I couldn't work out with the radio. Go ahead.
My fellow Radio Biafran all over the world, I'm greeting you people. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are, stand strong in faith. And my expectation, because they said that the expectation, whatever our expectation will never be cut off. And the expectations of Biafran will never be cut off. And we, and I'm believing, in any support for us, because I'm very, very hungry in the spirit that we are a Biafra blessed land. We are blessed. The Kena land, we are blessed with all kind of mineral resources. And we travel, leave our land, and we go to outside country, begin to beg, looking for money. And in our country, we have all those things. And those people that we are begging, they come to our country to take. They come to our country to take what that, and we leave our country to go when they to the country and begin to beg. Our fellow Biafran in all over the world, wherever you are, in European countries, is in South America, Asia, Indonesia, as you are hearing my voice, please think twice for us to come together to fight our right, to stand still and fight for our right, because I'm very, very hungry in my spirit. Whatever you are, even in this pain, you can't even say to contribute for your for the freedom of your country. What is 5 euro? We spend it even on something that is not useful. McDonald's. We spend it even in something that is not what is. But in for us to fight for our right. For us to fight for our right. Since I've been traveling, I've never seen an Hausa man in European country begging for money. I've never seen it since I've been traveling up to this time. Up to 1999, up to this time, I've never seen passing African country going here and there. I've never seen a Hausa man in Europe begging for money. I've never seen it. But anywhere you go, you see Igbo man suffering, begging for money. But those people who called Hausa people, they couldn't even go to school, even more how the Igbo people go to school. But you cannot find them. You go to the post in Nigeria, they are the people who are holding this post in Nigeria. They are benefiting from the government, eating the oil money. I am begging you, fellow Biafran, wherever you are, please, this is a time for you to rise up. To rise up as the rising of the sun, just as the Bible said, we will lift up our eye to the hills from who cometh our help. And that our helper is the Chukwu Abia. That we are looking onto that the rising of the sun. This is a time for us to stand still. This is a time for us to stand still, to fight for our right. And thanking our coordinator here. Why I'm thanking him is a very, very truthful man. And since I've been in this Vicenza, I've never seen him when he said a word. That word remained that word. That's why that is the thing that convinced me, even convinced you who are here today. And I'm still thanking our director, who God is using. Since our Zurike Chukwu Abiam aga apia wie anywhere on okwano Chukwu Abiam aga okilam oge egbuye egbu bombu nke m na ato ya na aga egbuye. Since he disappointed we Biafra, I'm gonna say our director here Chukwu Nnaga Agozigu ga-enyekwa gị ike ị ga-eji wee na-aga. Onye ọbụla na plan aji ife against Igua si na Biafra aga akwụ. A na m elize Hatewake of Heaven. Megini na bombu ofa. Na Biafra ga-akwụ.
Ise.
Our flag ga-anọ n'enu.
Ise.
Bai ga-akabe ndị ọcha. Our place we pass Oyibo land.
Ise.
Because we are highly blessed.
Ise.
I'm thanking all Biafra and all over the world. My name is Chibu Eze Elabuchi from Idemiri local government. Ojo Anambra State. Ana meke nono. I'm greeting all you people. Remain blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you very much. Well spoken. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line. You will give me your name and where you are, please. For us, we are in Vicenza. Vicenza in Italy. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Ifa Ichukwagumike.
And where are you calling from?
Ifa Ichukwagumike, calling from Norway.
From Norway. Please go ahead.
I'm calling from Norway in Trondheim.
We are listening and the world is listening. I would prefer if you speak to us via your phone than listening via your system and speaking to us via your phone, because there's a time delay, quite naturally. Speak to us via the phone, please, if you may. Can you hear me? I don't know what is happening to our people. They've been listening. Once you hear my voice, you turn your system down and speak to us. That's what we expect you to do, because there's a time delay. You see, we send our signal from here in Italy all the way to London, and then it bounces back again to where you are. So there is a 3 seconds delay. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Are you hearing me?
Loud and clear. I can hear you. Can you hear me? I don't know what is wrong with some people. They said because they are new. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, I'm speaking to you. Can I have your name and where you are, please?
Yeah, my name is Ezebino Badibo. I am calling from Vienna, Austria again.
From Vienna, Austria. Please go ahead.
Yeah, director. It's concerning what you said today about Germany. I think, director, the people in this German country, I can't say that they are stubborn, but they are foolish. I will call all of them fools, because I don't know what is wrong with them, because they are here comfortable. Comfortable. If you are not working, you get money from the government. If you know everything, even when you don't have a document, you still get money from the government. So, director, they now feel that, okay, they are comfortable. They don't care. They don't care at all. They are comfortable. They are not looking for anything. They are not lacking anything at all. But that is why when anybody is talking about Biafra, when you look at the person as a foolish person, some people will be telling you, you want to divide Nigeria. Some foolish people will be telling you, go there and I also Fulani will kill you. And the person doesn't know that he will see that. He has families over there. If he doesn't want to get the Biafra, then we kill all of them. And we will not have a race. His name will be gone. Director, I think the problem they are facing here is too much comfort. Honestly, too much comfort. They are too comfortable here. I mean, Austria, Germany, Switzerland. These three German countries, they are too comfortable. That is why they don't care. They are too comfortable. Everything they want is, they get it. You understand? They don't know what is hunger. But I think they need to suffer hunger so that they will know the meaning of it. Because you are here, you eat 3 square meals in a day every time. Even when you are hungry, there is a place you will go to and collect the loss of food. Then you begin to, you think that fighting for that freedom, there is no need for it. Everything is okay with you here. Everything is okay with you here. You don't care. You don't care at all. If people are dying over there, when you talk about, when you tell them, they say, man, what are you telling me about the Biafra? Biafra, Nigeria, I'm not interested. Don't disturb me. Why are you worrying me with all this story? Some people will open their mouth when you talk about Biafra, they will begin to tell you Nigeria. Begin to tell you this, that, Nigeria. Ask one body question. Since you people have many professors, many engineers, what have you people been able? What have you been able? You have engineers, there is no road, there is no electricity. No electricity. You cannot manufacture anything. The land
is completely empty. Nothing, nothing there to make life comfortable for any human being. You are here because you have been opportuned to be in this place. Then you not see it as a privilege to relax. So just don't worry yourself anymore and be here and relax yourself like nothing is happening. When they talk about Biafra, you think that person is mad, he's gone mad. You don't know that you are the one that have lost your identity because you don't even know where you come from anymore. You don't even reason properly like a human being. People now reason for you and think for you. Instead of you to be a man and stand up and think for yourself, people will be thinking for you. Director, as I speak to you now in Austria here, lots of our people listening to this radio. But when you tell them to come out, they will not come out because all of them are cowards. They will not come out. They will be there. They will be there waiting for us to come and beg me. I will be the last man to beg you to fight for your freedom. Am I insane? Am I stupid to beg you? I cannot beg. Instead of me to beg you, I will insult you. I will call you sort of names because you deserve more than that. Because you are beginning to reason like a cow. What makes we human beings different from animals? Because we reason. But many of them cannot reason anymore. They are not just the same level with animals. They reason like animals. They don't know when you tell them. We are now being pushed before they will do something. You don't know something that you have to do, that nobody needs to teach you this thing. That these things are the things you have to do. Some of them will still come and complain about racism, yeah? But when they tell you something that you can do to stop that racism, you will not do it. You are comfortable living in another man's land. Instead of going back to your own land, you are scared to build that country. You are scared to get that country and put things in order. For your people to not even you, but the generation to come, so that they will not see what you have seen, so that they will not pass through many things you have gone through in life. Director, I don't know what is wrong with our people, especially them living in these German countries. They have lost it, honestly, because they have everything here. They think they can come here then and make it their home forever. And most of them, there's something I want to tell you about our people abroad. But most of them, I mean 70% of them are comfortable with the situation that country is. They like it more. Because when they go home, they carry 15 years old girls. They tell you, when they come back and tell you that Nigeria is sweet. When I went back home for the first time in 2011, I wept, director. And some people are coming back here telling me that place is so good, so nice, that there are a lot of changes. What changed? When I went home, I have to buy diesel every day, gas. To power generator, there is no electricity. Every blessed baby generator will not rest from morning till night. You are telling me you are living comfortable, and then lots of smoke will be coming out from that generator, polluting the air, polluting the entire place. Our people must rethink and know if they are still human beings, because they don't think like any. They don't think like any. They not think like that. They have reduced themselves to the same level with animals. Honestly. That is all that I have to say, director.
Thank you. And I allowed him to say all of that because it was making a lot of sense. All those, but the only thing is that I had a theory that only people in very harsh climate are interested in Biafra. And I think to myself, but of course we are all suffering, we know that. United Kingdom is very, very committed in this part of the world. Very, very committed. I have seen commitment in Italy. Even in Germany, there is commitment in Germany. Just that the leadership was not performing. There are our people, even in that same Austria, there are Biafrans there. You have to go and find them. There are those that have Biafra in the spirit. They are born today, but they start to talk about Biafra. Like the daughter of our coordinator in Verona. Festus Ologa. The daughter is about 6 months old. A small baby. But she sings Biafran patriotic song. She's 6 months old. 6 months. If you go and you're singing the patriotic, she'll be shaking her head and singing with you. 6 months. Or thereabout. So I can't understand for the life of me why you will choose why, you know, when I went to university, I should have read law. My father asked me to read law and I said, I don't know, for some reason, when I went to the university to go and register, something asked me to opt for something else, not law. I wanted to understand when they were interviewing me to give me admission in London. They asked me why I wanted to do the course that I had chosen. I said to them, because I want to understand why some people make things and it happens and others make it, nothing works. I didn't want to tell them that I came to investigate the mindset of a black African. You know, that's why I came abroad, to study. I wanted to know what predisposes us to stupidity. Why we are afraid to talk about it, that we are not doing well. I don't know why we are doing. You see, you look on TV all the time, you see the Americans, when they are not doing well, they get a panel, they discuss it openly. Why is it that black African men cannot sit down and say, we are not doing well? That is number one starting point. Once you acknowledge there is something wrong with you, then you begin to look for solutions to it. But no, they won't discuss it. No, you're insulting us. But you are insulting yourself by chasing for papers, looking for renewal, looking for a haggard white woman to marry to get papers. You are the one insulting yourself, not me. We are trying to return you to where you came from as a human being. These are the reasons why we don't ask difficult questions. You try and watch a lot of documentaries. Forget about film, Nigerian home movie. Go and watch documentaries. Maybe how things are made. Or maybe how this earth came about. People must begin to think and look inward upon themselves to say, does this problem lie with me? Or with somebody else? Because the essence of life is to come here and leave a lasting impression for the betterment of your people. Because the day you were born, not only your mom and dad rejoiced, the whole village rejoiced. Is that correct? Yes. So it follows, therefore, that whatever you have become must also reflect in the way you support where you came from. And Biafra is the only way to do it. How else are you going to do it? Can you give all the people in your village scholarship? Only you? But if you support Biafra, Biafra will introduce free education that will benefit everybody. Is that correct?
Yes.
Can you treat everybody who is sick in your village now?
No.
Even if you go, you save up your 50 euros to go home with. Can you treat everybody there?
No.
But if you contribute part of that 50 euro, we'll go and get Biafra that will have universal health care. It's called common sense. Oboru, you see. Very, very easy. That life is not as complicated as Africans make it. The reason why Africans are very poor, most especially the men intellectually, of course, is because they are not self-critical. You see, Anamakomemono, nobody is as self-critical more than me. I criticize myself. I say, you have not done this thing very well. My friends will tell you, if I say to somebody, go and buy me something, they will say he has a particular type of taste. Don't mind that Biafra has rendered me very poor. I only have about 5 sets of clothing that I wear because I feel guilty having to dip money into the purse of Biafra to buy clothing. I feel very bad. I must tell you the truth. You ask yourself, what type of lasting impact and legacy can I leave on this earth for my people, those that rejoice the day I was born? That's all. How do I return that joy to them? Because you are mad, which means the beauty of life, mankendo, the beauty of life. What type of beautiful legacy are you going to leave for them? Is it Theodore, Georgius, or Carlos one? Because in the absence of good men, evil always flourish. And your body is an example. There is something in your bloodstream right now called the white blood cells. Do you know that? Do you know the job it does? It's to stop you from falling sick and dying. It's on guard all the time. Anytime you get any virus or whatever, it goes after the virus to kill it. Because if your white blood cells are quiet, that is when they say to you that your immune system is low. And then you catch every illness. You go to hospital, they give you, coconut juice. You know, it works miracle to replace blood plasma. We'll come to that later. They give you something, or somebody said, ogro. You know our vegetable ogro? Afoya, afoya. Is that not correct? To give you to get blood, is that correct? Thank you. So, the reason why you boost your immune system is to be ready for anything that will come in, so you can fight it. The same thing happens in real life, because when... I have now turned to Pastor Mamezu, my grandmother, but I remember her saying this one. I believe you me. Now, here on a morning, I'm mad. Do you know that? Here on a morning, I'm mad. Everything that happens in the supernatural is reflected in day to day reality. The same way it is in real life. If all you good Biafrans keep quiet, the likes of Okorocha, Audio Zokalu, which are bad people, those virus coming to kill you, they will kill you. But if you rise up and say, Ihojo, Ihojo, this is bad, you repel them, you stop them. Do you see why you are the white blood cells? This is the work you're supposed to do, or else that body that will die will be Biafra. That is how life is. Everything you see electricity, this light. Do you know this thing is in nature? We are in a room that is lit. Imagine my here electricity, electric. Do you know this thing is in light? Is in nature. Thunder and lightning. What is it? You know it's electric. Only I'm here electric. They capture it. You know you can capture lightning and store it somewhere and use it to power your radio. It's electricity now. So even electricity is in nature. Tell me something you have in life, I will tell you where it is in nature. Nothing. Everything you can see with the eye that man fabricated finds its root in nature. Even your own body that came from sand. That is when you commit it back into sand, it dissolves. That is why you are the white blood cells. If you allow the virus to come in, it will kill you. If you rise up and recognize the virus and kill it, you will live. That body is called Biafra. We have some viruses and some bacteria. Some are very vicious. Some are very evil. Therefore, we must be on guard. What we are doing is to... Sometimes when you fall so ill, you take antibiotics to boost or to help you to fight it. The only antibiotics we are introducing is the truth, Eziogu. That's what we are doing, to bring truth into everything we are doing. That is why you can never hear anybody tell you, "Nanam the candleman and come on men," because I criticize them, don't I? I slaughter them. But nobody can. My hands are clean and they know it. Because your hands will have to be clean to fight your enemies the way I fight them. Without this generation. in this room. Don't go back and think, oh, there is somebody in Rome who will do it for me. Let me leave it for those of them in Rome. Let's leave it for those in Verona. Let's leave it for those of them in Napoli. Let's leave it for them in Sicily. No. It is you. It starts with you. You will bear the financial burden. Because in a house, you see this building here? It has foundation. Do you know that? There are blocks you cannot see. Are they not the ones carrying this building? If you want to spoil this building now, we'll go and remove them. Everything will collapse. Is that correct? They are the one bearing the brunt of the weight of this building. And do you know the funniest part? You don't even see them. And without them being buried in the ground, all this beauty, all this manifestation of architectural beauty, you can't see it. Isn't it funny? That the part of it that is holding this very building is buried underground. You can't even see it. So despite all their hard work, nobody's even appreciating them. That is the way you are. Because you are the salt of the earth. With you, Biafra will stand. Without you, Biafra will collapse. And when Biafra collapses, may God help us all. Because that will be oblivion. God has given us a date. In the next 73 years, your language will no longer exist unless you get Biafra. It's a sign. God is saying, this is what I'm going to do to you unless you get Biafra. That is why he gave you something that happens every 500 years. And he will do it twice. So if you don't get Biafra in 2014, you have 2015, which is quite ironic. The blood moon doesn't happen very often. It will happen this year. It will happen next year. In perfect alignment with the will of Chukwu Abiam. But we'll reveal more when the time comes. That's what we do all the time. All we do is we study and we read. And we ask God to find us worthy. That's our prayer. Consider me worthy to serve my people. Let me be worthy to serve my people. Because you have to be pure. To be honest with you, I'm not holy enough to serve Biafra. I'm not clean enough. Jokwandibo, they will tell you that you have to be very, very clean to serve them. Very clean. We are a priestly race. Very divine. And the favorite of God. That is why he's dealing with us, that you may go back to him. And that's what we're doing here in Vicenza. Returning you back to your Chukwu Abiam, the person that owns you. Because you don't own yourself. No. Chukwu Abiam. He was there from the beginning. He is here now with us. And as long as we are clean. Because where we come from, there is a saying. Mregeni wogu, you know that. Mregeni no wogu. What have I done? That is what I ask Hausa people and Yoruba. Tell me what I have done to you. If you tell me one crime I committed against you, you can kill me. But there is none. We have not done anything to anybody. We have not stolen from anybody. Nothing. The only crime we've committed is that we are loved by God. That's all. We are hardworking. We go through the desert. We swim through the Mediterranean. We come here, we work very hard, we go home, we build a house. Yeah, they destroy it. In what way have you offended Boko Haram? In what way have you angered Yoruba people? You bought your piece of land in Lagos and you built a house. You imported something and they have seized your container. What wrong did you do? Nobody has answered me that question till today. Mregeni wogu. This is Radio Biafra. We must go on and in fact bring this program to an end. There are people waiting to speak because our line, it keeps going 24 hours a day. One day we'll be broadcast for 24 hours. Maybe other people, not maybe, other people will do it. That we may rest. But as long as we live, as long as I breathe every blessed day, Biafra will come. Biafra is going to come. There is nothing anybody can do to stop it. That is the funniest part of it all. Nothing. Because if Biafra doesn't come, the Messiah will not come. When we say it sounds outlandish until it happens, I will tell you, remember, you are the chosen children of God, more original than the Israelites. An Israeli man told me so. I have his book. He told me that you people are more closer to God than I am. You are original children of God, not from me, from a Jewish person. That is why God will destroy you unless you recognize your inheritance and go and take it. Do you think I'm mad? I abandoned family and everything to preach this gospel. It's very sad. It's a very lonely life I lead sometimes. You don't understand. Do you know I did not come outside today? Do you know that when I travel, I don't go outside unless they come to take me to go and do sightseeing? I have stayed for 6 days and I did not see the sunlight. Be afraid of your fellow. It's very difficult. We are doing what we're supposed to do. Myself, as the members of HMF4, the members of the Executive Council, everybody is fighting very hard. What are you going to do? If I die today, I will die with a very clear conscience. I will tell you, Kwabem, I did everything you asked me to do. Maybe I didn't start on time. I know. You know, we always go to things late. Maybe I said it very, very late. I don't know. But one thing I would do is that I would say that I did everything I could. I did not serve my people because I wanted to serve them. I served them because I loved them more than they loved themselves. And for that reason alone, I told them the truth. Because I know that only the truth can set you free. We'll bring this program to a close. And I will give it to our coordinator to round off for us, please. To thank the people of Vicenza. All of you that are here. Don't forget their names, though. I don't think I've forgotten. I need their names. This group that came today, not happening yesterday. The hall was full yesterday. This is the salt of the earth. Those that come on the second and third day are those we work with. I don't want to sound rude on the air, but when a man marries a woman, there's something they say about the first child. Don't make case go where. Mamu no mande ba andi to na village. Eh? Do you know what I'm talking about? It's the second and third one, you know, when he said to go. We leave it at that. Close this program for us, please, if you may.
Fellow Biafra friends all over the earth, all over the world, wherever you are, thank you once again for listening to today's broadcast from Vicenza. My name, once again, is Oliver Chinweze. I'm from Umweri in Anambra local government, Anambra state. Director, the people of Vicenza, the Biafrans in Vicenza, and on behalf of the Igbo community, which I'm the head here, we welcome you and we are happy you came and you brought this good news to us. The Igbos did not run away. Most of them are not here today simply because of the way the job has kept them. But they told me they are listening from home. Director, we are happy and we are glad. What you are doing, nobody can do it for now. Because the vision is yours. You have the vision. And that is why you have to take the lead. But you need our support. And that is what we in Vicenza today, the Biafrans in Vicenza, are telling you that we are right behind you. We are telling you that we are right behind you in this struggle. You are not alone. That thing that is bothering you is also bothering us. As I said yesterday, you are like our remotes, and we are the TVs. As you press, everyone that has the spirit of Biafra in him or her will respond to you. And that is what we have done today. We are responding because we are Biafrans. Those of you that don't know that you are Biafrans, whether you are from Abo, you are from rivers, Cross River, Delta, and some parts of other states that don't know, don't recognize that you are Biafran, go and ask questions. Maybe we are scattered all over the earth because of our sin, because we refuse to acknowledge our Jehovah. We refuse to acknowledge our Chukwu Abiam. And today we are going back to where we come from. That is our roots. If we want to try again, we can try and try and try again. We will suffer like the children of Israelites going to a nearby city, but they took it. It took them 40 years. If we try to disobey this very time, I'm afraid that Biafra is gone forever. I'm afraid that if we don't move this very time, especially you people here in this hall today, as young as you are, this is the time you have to move. €5 is not too much for your Biafra. €10 is not too much. Yourself is not too much for your Biafra. What we are saying is not money. We are not talking about money. We are talking about bringing Biafra. And whatsoever it will take is what we are telling you. Look at how the director has come so low in order to let you to belong. There are people who are giving in thousands. The director is just telling you, can you donate even if you're €5? At least to show your commitment. That is one thing with even God in the Bible. You have to sow something. God has everything on earth. He can give and can give you more than whatsoever you wish. But you must sow. He said you must sow. You must give him something. But today we are not preaching about this giving. We are preaching about you coming out to support the cause of Biafra. Luckily, I have some of my brothers here who time did not permit to talk. They bought land in the Yoruba land and they took the land away from them because it is Yoruba land. They are here. And we have other people. I have my brother here too, who the Boko Haram set of them, they wanted to kill him. They broke the store. He locked it until they succeeded in bringing the door down. And he shouted, he told the leader, "Didn't you know who am I?" He didn't know the leader, but the spirit of Jehu Abiam told him to tell the leader, "Don't you know me?" And the leader said, "Okay, is it you? Okay, find out something." They were with asses. "Look, you are here. Look, would have been a dead man. He would not be here now. We were in Banki, the same place nearer to Bama where they are ransacking now. That was where we are. Banki now is left with nobody, any Igbo man. I learned from Luke that there are still one or two. In the night, they will go back to Cameroon. Morning time, they will come to Banki. Is it the way we live in our own country, where we said we are one? We are tired. Don't expect those red car people to get you Biafra. They are not interested in getting you Biafra. They feel their time is up. We are the young ones of Biafra. We are the youths of Biafra. The future is in our hand. We are taking it by force and by fire. We are ready and we are marching. If it is my €5 or my €10, if it will bring Biafra, I will double it. The first day I heard about this struggle, the national coordinator knows. He said, he told me something, that we are about to do something, but this is the money that I said I will give. I will give not because I'm richer than those that have it, but because I heard Biafra. If you say Biafra, you have touched my spirit. Director, thank you so much. I thank the barrister, Caro Monde, who has been so good and nice, and Ike Uchemefo, and Rita, and Ike Chuku, and many others, who, as you said, are pillars that we cannot see. There are the people also at the background. We cannot see them. I want to thank you for the vision. As I said, your life, everything about your life is Biafra. I saw it. I experienced it. You talk Biafra. You eat Biafra. You say Biafra. You dance Biafra. Director, we appreciate you. We pray that Chukwu Abiam will continue to lead you in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen and amen.
So please, fellow Biafrans here, when this broadcast is over, Biafran community here, we call ourselves community. We are not union. We are not Nzukondi Igbo. I am the president of Nzukondi Igbo here. When it's time, we'll go and meet as Nzukondi Igbo. Most of you here are members of Nzukondi Igbo. But this is another thing altogether. This is a family. Not everybody is entitled, not every Biafra is entitled to join Nzukondi Igbo. But in Biafra, we have so many. There are people who don't speak Igbos. They feel very guilty in joining us because they don't speak Igbo. But in Biafra, we all are one. Whether you are from rivers, cross river, delta, Aniocha, or whatsoever, we are all one family. We call ourselves family. As from today, anybody that touches you as a Biafra has touched me, has touched the director. If you have any problem as a Biafra, you just call. Our brothers, our families are all over the earth. We are scattered, and that is why we want to gather ourselves together. Thank you so much, director, for coming.
Thank you.
We hope that, as I said, you are not going to come back because we are still agitating for Biafra. But rather, we will come home and be smiling and taking pictures and celebrating our independence in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Chukwu Abiama, we make it happen.
He said, I must thank each and every one of you. I will go and I will tell the world that I came to Vicenza and I met Biafran people in Vicenza. It's not something we say very lightly. I will say that I came here and I found people and that those people are Biafrans. Everybody that made this trip possible here, I salute you. You people have done us proud. From your coordinator here, Vicenza, to your national coordinator, Michael Irani, who conspired to keep me here, I now understand how hostages feel like. He's kept me here hostage in Italy and said I will not go until this gospel is preached everywhere. He has done very well. I salute you all for your courage and for your endeavor, but above all for your patriotism. You know, it takes somebody special to love the country. Do you know that? Yes. Not everybody can love their country. That is the only valued love you can ever have, because the love from your mother comes naturally. The love you give to your wife is something natural and biological. To your children, that your offspring, you love them. Apart from that, the only thing else you love is your country. It takes somebody who is extraordinary to love their country. And by your presence here, by your commitment, by your spoken words, by your actions, it shows that you love your country. And that country is called Biafra. That same Biafra we proclaim without fear, without hesitation, without retreating, without surrendering, without fear before any man or woman, before anything else, before any obstacle. We say that that same Biafra is our religion. And on this radio station is where we worship. Because Chukwu Abiama is our God. This same Chukwu Abiama will bless, sustain, guide, and keep each and every one of you and your family. But more importantly, this God will bless Biafra. Thank you and good night. Give us our natural idea of Biafra. That we want to close.